across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
So?
Are you going to play a song?
Yeah, I'm going to introduce the song. But
come on, you've got us all on THs.
So, got this brilliant book. When we went to New York a couple of years ago, we're looking at going to San Fran this year, mm-hmm. but I can't be bothered to look into it, but we're looking at going to San Fran this year. But when we went to New York, right, we went into this record shop. Not many record shops left in New York, and I saw a book, big book. It was thick and it was big and it looked cheap, but it was $35. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and I thought, I'm not going to get that. Then 2 days later, you wanted to go back to the toy shop.
Well, it was a bookshop, but it had some toys in it.
Bookshop,
yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Because you remember
next door,
youngest wanted a unicorn.
Next door to the record shop. So you're in there and I went, I'm just going to go and look in the record shop, maybe I missed something. And that book was there and this time it looked bigger and it looked brighter and it just was just saying, come on. I'm $35, you're not going to regret this. So I bought it, and it's called Enjoy the Experience, Homemade Records, 1958 to 1992. And it's great. I've not really read it, but I flicked through it, and it's about the phenomenon... Henry, stay there, I'm going to come to you in a bit. It's about the phenomenon of vanity records. Big thing in the States, particularly in the 60s and the 70s, where people would go and press their own vinyl. And I found out months later that part of it is compiled by Greg Turkington, who has been on this show when he came on with Tim Heidecker, who's Neil Hamburger, who's doing some shows in London in June, and hopefully we'll get him on the show again at some point. Anyway, it's a great book. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And then we were streaming on Twitch at the weekend, and I was showing the book, and someone went, oh, there's an album. Boom. I was on Amazon. I've ordered it, and it's arrived. And it's stunning. Look at that. Enjoy the Experience. Homemade Records, 1958 to 1992. It arrived today. Haven't listened to it. Skipped through some tracks at the weekend. And I thought maybe we could just play some tracks from it tonight. So the one I want to play now, because I did hear a bit of this, it's 6.4 equals Make Out. Did you hear this?
Yes.
By Gary Wilson. Now, I think it writes...
It was a very sexy track.
It writes... Well, let's do that one, then we'll do 666 later on.
Oh, I also like that one.
Where is it? Let's read about it. 6.4 equals Make Out, Gary Wilson from You Think You Really Know Me. When Chris Simpson, proprietor of the legendary Philly Record Exchange, introduced me to the Gary Wilson LP in the early 90s, this is one of the editors, it was a game changer for sure. Wilson's effortless Steely Dan Muso gone NY No Wave was infused with an absurd monomaniacal artistic vision, so highly original that the album has inspired WFMU DJs, this all links up, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And breakbeat cultists and connoisseurs of bizarre illuminated poetry alike. So we're just going to play it. And we're going to enjoy. I've literally heard 20 seconds of it.
I found it extremely creepy but very compelling.
Yes, this is it. So this guy, Gary Wilson, had some songs, and he wanted... Henry, I will come to you in a minute, I promise. And he wanted to put them out. So he did. And this is what one of them sounds like. Oh, I'm not plugged in. I knew there was something. Have we got a new lead?
Well, it's buzzing. There it goes.
Oh, it could be all right. This could be all right. Here we go. This is Gary Wilson, 6.4. equals Make Out.
She's so real.
I'm not making her up.
I don't believe she's real.
She's real.
She goes to a different school. You wouldn't know her. Well, that was horrible.
That one, I've never been so clenched during a piece of music before.
Yeah.
That was... everything was... That was uncomfortable. That was Gary Wilson, 6.4. According to this, there's a documentary about him. If anyone...
I don't think I could stand more than
dear
that.
Dear listener, please find me while we're on air the Gary Wilson documentary. I want to watch that.
Is anyone else internally shriveled?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, if anyone... Someone suggested a song we should play, but I lost the suggestion. We got plenty on here. We got 24 tracks to get through, which we will get through tonight. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio. Good evening, Henry.
Good evening, Catherine and Ian. How are you?
I'm very, very well, Henry, actually. Very, very well. Had a great weekend, had a great day today. I'm living la vida loca. How about you?
Brilliant. Well, the reason I'm ringing, I'm doing my GCSEs at the moment.
What? Has your boss said you've got to do your GCSEs again?
Yeah, the boss, man.
Has your wife said, look, before you turn 40 next year, you've got to do... You sound like you're 39! What the hell is going on?
I got my first one tomorrow. Bit of German. Happy days.
Hey, hang on. Is it real GCSEs or mocks? Real, isn't it?
Real. I've done mocks. I got a 1 in my German. It wasn't good.
You got an 1, and that is bad, because surely you're meant to get an R. You get letters. You get numbers now in GCSEs.
Yeah, bloody numbers. Tell me about it.
You get numbers. What's your language, young man?
So what does a 1 mean?
That's a fail.
So what is an A? 10?
No, it's a 9. There's no 10s. It's just a 9.
Are all GCSEs numbers?
Most, yeah.
This is why I voted Brexit. This is insane. Hast du Geschwister?
Ja, ich habe eine Schwester.
Wie heißt sie?
Sie heißt Lucy.
Entschuldigung, Sie bitte. Wie komme ich am besten zum Bahnhof?
Train station. That's all.
That's why he got the 1. Imagine a German says, excuse me, sir, do you know the best way to the train station?
Train station!
They're going to think you've got, like, you've been in a car crash or something.
Oh, don't. Well,
hello? Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, we're here.
Hello?
Yeah? Entschuldigung?
Don't know what that means. Sorry about that.
You don't know when... oh, my God, and it's tomorrow.
Sorry. It means sorry.
No, it doesn't.
Excuse me.
Scheisen! Anyway.
Yes.
It should be alright, but I just wanted to ring.
It won't be, buddy. I don't want to talk you down. You're up at 10:30, the night before your German exam.
And you've only just learned Entschuldigung.
This game. Don't even bother going in, mate. Seriously.
I can say, am I allowed to say it on this? I can say I smoke grass.
Red ass?
Grass.
You can, I don't think they're going to ask you that in your GCSE.
When I was doing them, you had to speak to a sympathetic German speaker, but I don't think they were that sympathetic.
Yeah.
No, I had that on, was it Friday?
And do you mean Donnerstag?
I thought it was Wednesday, personally. But
isn't that Freitag?
I was correct. Well done. Donnerstag, I thought, was Thursday. Freitag is Friday. Luntag, Montag, Montag, Luntag, Ventag, Donnerstag, Freitag, Saturtag, Sonntag.
Don't listen to him.
You're making me more nervous.
Good, that's my job. Thank you. My job is to make young men nervous. No, hang on. What?
I've listened to you at 10 o'clock. I've done a day revision. Listened to you at 10, and it's brilliant. Absolutely love it. So I just wanted to say that, and I really appreciate it.
You creep.
No, keep it coming.
No, this guy only got a 1 in his Deutsch. GCSE. I don't want listeners. I want intellectual listeners.
Well, maybe he's better at other things.
I got a 7 in science.
Boom.
7-7.
Science?
Yeah, see, it's like you get 2 grades for all 3 sciences.
Yeah.
It's crackers. It's mad.
What is going on with this country? Listen, man, I failed my German GCSE twice.
I got a B after doing it for a year.
Just don't listen to her. Here's the thing. I did okay on my GCSEs. I did okay. You did really well on your GCSEs, didn't you?
Yeah, on my A-levels. And look, I'm still earning half what it is.
Well, this is it. I failed my A-levels. I went to a crappy university that had been a polytechnic before. They only wanted 2 E's for me to get in. I'm earning literally twice what the more experienced, more talented
person...
Isn't it awful? But also brilliant.
Lucky you've got testicles, so it won't matter.
Oh.
It will when he gets in, because the patriarchy is being smashed.
Well, it might take a little while yet.
You might, I'm smashing the patriarchy.
You might just sneak it.
Henry, listen.
You've been in the jungle, though, Ian.
Yes, mate.
Exactly.
I've been in the jungle. I got paid the least out of everyone in that, by quite a long way.
And still you got paid double what I do.
Actually, a little bit more.
Yeah.
Henry, listen, best of luck, man. Just, you know, it's your German GCSE. I mean, really, we're leaving Europe. We don't have to speak their crappy language anymore.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, thanks for the call. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate, because I tell you what, you're going to need it. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Lane. Lane has sent me a link from Amazon.com. That's the American Amazon. You used to order a lot of videos, VHSs, from the American Amazon. But now you just get everything. You think you really know me? Is that buzzing? Still buzzing?
Yeah.
Turn the computer off. Can we fault report the fixed fault report, please? Thank you. You think you really know me? The Gary Wilson story on DVD. But it's $14.12 plus postage. That's a lot of money. So can anyone find me a hooky version that I can watch for free, please? Thanks very much indeed. Oh, this is exciting. So, membership cards, we're not giving them away on the radio show anymore. You got 23 and a half hours to make a purchase. IanLee.com/shop. And every order gets a membership card. But we had that a-hole, scumbag, that piece of trash, Simon, who... got one of the membership cards in the great giveaway, decided to put it on eBay. Long story short, I paid him £51.50 for
it. Incredible. I can't believe you paid that.
I will happily do that once, because I'm very protective of this idea. I think it's the greatest idea that I've ever had. Anyway, bought it off him. He sent it back. Mm-hmm. And then we wanted to find a new Simon to get the membership card.
Yeah, well, I remember that guy. Was that Friday?
It was Friday. Simon's on the line now. Good evening, Simon.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Your card hasn't turned up already, has it?
Yeah, came on Saturday.
Did it really? Wow, yeah, fantastic, amazing. Man. Absolutely fantastic. It was Thursday then that we gave it away. Oh, thank you, man. How has life changed for you since receiving your Simon membership card, Simon?
Well, outwardly, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But inwardly, I mean, I just feel... so happy. I feel like I'm part of something now.
Yeah. You are.
Obviously, they're very exclusive. You can't get them anymore. And this is one of the original ones.
Yep.
Not the ones you can buy. This is completely exclusive.
Oh, God, the people that got the original giveaways are my favourite people out. Yeah. The people that bought them, I mean, scumbags.
They're the most valuable.
Can hear the joy in your voice. Seriously. Actual delight.
You're so rude to him. I'm thrilled for you, mate. Where are you going to keep it? What are you going to do with it?
I've taken photos. I'm putting it on my mantelpiece for now.
Yeah.
And I just think I'm going to try and turn around what the other Simon did by making a mockery of the show. And just restore some dignity.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate that, Simon.
And no, thank you so much. I am, you know, as Castle, I'm just delighted.
And we had, because we did, we have heard, as a result of what A-hole Simon did, actually... Scroty Simon. Some of my listeners were actually doing random attacks on Simons, and we don't condone that. That's not all Simons are alike.
Simon Bird.
Exactly. Thank you, Simon. And
I'd also got a suggestion for where to take your sons, maybe Port Marion. Oh, and that's really nice.
Well, they've not seen The Prisoner, so it'll be pointless.
No, but it looks nice anyway.
It looks silly.
They're like tiles.
It looks silly. It looks silly.
I think it looks decorative.
It looks dumb.
Jolly.
Port Marion looks dumb.
It's in Wales.
Wales is nice. Hey, Simon, listen, thank you so much, man. And you've restored my faith in Simons. You've restored my faith in the listeners.
Yeah.
And it's an absolute thrill to have someone like you being part of the show and part of the late night alternative lifetime membership gang, if I can call it that. So thank you, mate.
Delighted. Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. What a nice guy.
I mean, the joy.
Just
oozes from him.
Like that guy. 03444. Don't be sarcastic.
I'm not.
03444 499 1000. Rebecca.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Cass.
And good evening to you,
Rebecca.
And how are you guys on this lovely Monday?
Lovely
evening?
Month Monday. I'm good. Catherine and I did a little photo shoot today. I think we got some nice pictures.
We had a lot of lols.
Nice. Rebecca, have you got a garden?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I like my garden.
I can tell.
And I love my cat.
Oh, well, my cats are getting on my nerves at the moment. I'm thinking of getting rid of them, but that's by the by.
You've got Lucky and Mucky.
Lucky and Mucky with Velvet.
Chewy and Treacle.
Chewy and Treacle?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're good fun, but one of my three cats is puking up a lot at the moment, and...
Oh, they do that shit, don't they? Oh, sorry.
They do that shit, you're right.
They do that kind of stuff, don't they?
Yeah, they puke up a lot. Just pools of vomit, and you're like, come on, girls. Here's the thing, right? I'm thinking, Rebecca, of buying a hammock.
For the cat?
No, for me!
Oh, but you can get a nice cat hammock, though. Have you seen them?
Why would I get a hammock for a cat?
Well, you know that the cats are going to commandeer that one anyway.
They can come on my hammock.
Well, of course,
but
yeah.
I'm not buying a cat hammock. But I want to get a hammock.
Will Lucky sit and wear a nice Panama hat in the hammock?
Yes. She will. Well, I will glue it. I will glue the hat onto her head and glue her body to the hammock. I'll use the glue that the protesters used because apparently super glue isn't forever anymore. You don't have to go to the hospital anymore. But I don't want a hammock where you connect it between two trees. I want a hammock on not a bridge.
A stand.
A stand. Thank you.
Yeah, you can get those where the one like the wood.
But are they? Are they? Are they any good? What I need to know is, can anyone recommend one?
My father's had one. He lives in Spain. And, yeah, as long as you treat the wood, you can bring the hammock itself inside for the winter.
Okay.
And it's fab. Take it as Rebecca's most recommended.
All right, I've got my eyes on a metal hammock. I'm just gonna buy it. It's $54.99. I'm just gonna buy it. Plus $9.99 delivery. When is the 2nd of May? When is the 4th of May?
After the 3rd.
Okay, that's helpful.
She's not wrong there.
Okay.
Let me have a look on the calendario.
That's Saturday.
I actually phoned up because I'm a little bit traumatised.
Oh, go on, what's happened?
Well, I watched Endgame, for one.
Okay, no spoilers.
I'm not going to give any spoilers.
I've never seen it, and I have no interest in it, or the Game of Thrones.
All right, then, I won't mention that.
No, but you can talk about it, but I'm just for the sake of my listeners... No spoilers.
There is some bleeding.
No spoilers. Sorry? Okay, go on then. So you're traumatised?
Yeah, because it was an emotional rollercoaster for 90 minutes.
Oh, grow up.
Non-stop.
Grow up. Grow up. It's a TV show about cops. TV show about Ben Cops.
17, as long as I want to be, okay?
Yeah, it's a TV show about Ben Cops. Grow up. Snowflake. Snowflake.
I can't believe you called me Snowflake.
That's terrible, isn't it? That's the worst. That is the worst insult you can give.
Can I change the subject?
I don't think we've done a subject yet in this phone call, but yes, please do.
Well, you see, you never will get a subject with Becky, but...
Yes. You're speaking Pokemon. Is Rebecca speaking in the third person?
I think she might be.
Okay.
Rebecca likes to hear herself spoken about.
Rebecca's a bloody weirdo.
You like that, didn't you?
Rebecca's a bloody weirdo. Yes.
Oh, dear.
So... How's your mum? And I'm not asking... Well, I'm asking because I'm interested, because I also suffer with multiple sclerosis.
I
thought you meant my mum.
No.
No, yeah. My mum. Ian's mum.
My mum.
Not my mum. Yeah, no one cares about my mum.
I don't know. I'm seeing her tomorrow. She's getting an assessment with the social worker tomorrow, which will be fun. We just have a patronising woman who won't talk directly to my mum and won't look her in the eye. And
it's exactly like that, Ian.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it? It's awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So, so that's tomorrow morning.
A lot more respect than that.
That's tomorrow morning is sitting for 2 hours with a social worker while they assess her. Here's my prediction. This is the beginning of getting her turfed out of that care home. This is my prediction. Maybe I'm wrong. But I think this is the beginning.
I hope you're not.
Yeah, I hope she's not as well. But so I've got that. And then at some point in the next couple of weeks, I've got to go to the head office of the care home to talk about that. I remember when they lost her? I'm seeing her tomorrow. And I've not seen her a lot recently, which is lousy. I'm thinking, Rebecca, I'm going to make a little film about my mum. That's what I'm thinking.
I think that would be... you know, speaking as an MS sufferer,
yeah,
that would mean so much to us as a community in the sense that a celebrity's going out, he can speak because... And you can speak to his mum and can hear from his mum and how it's affected you and how it's affected her throughout her
life.
Well,
I tell you, look, here's the thing, and this is being honest, it is massive. My mum's got terrible MS and she's in a care home, has been for a long time, and here's the thing, here's how it affects me the most, right? And this is... she has spunked up my inheritance on care home fees. So I've got no money coming to me when she dies. So what's the point of me even hanging out with her? Jokes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
6.4 equals make-out. Equals make-out. Equals make-out. 6.4.
Oh, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, it's going to be one of those shows. Quiet on the phone. Quiet. Quiet on the phone.
Quiet on the phones.
Quiet on the phone. What is this? Tea?
No, that's coffee.
What? Sorry.
Just get it drunk.
I'm so thirsty tonight.
Drink it. Drink it.
Sorry.
Drink up.
What?
Drink the coffee. There we go, mukbang.
Oh,
we're so on trend.
Mukbang.
Literally, it's muk.
That was my nickname at school. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. It's the late night alternative. It's a phone-in show. Unlike any other phone-in show, there is no...
No one's phoning in.
No one's phoning in. Well, in which case, it's like every other phone-in show on this station. Station. There's no question, there's no point to it. We are just filling in time until we die. The things we got at the moment, let me just take this one. Hello, line two, you're on the wireless. No, bottled it. The things we've mentioned, we need a title for our book of transcripts. Sonic film looks quite good. Oh, I need... So I'm taking the boys away for a week in the summer. Can't... I wanted to take them to Japan, can't afford it. And just today, I had a lot of time in London to sit around and just not do a lot. And I read... Oh, I'm reading a brilliant book that someone recommended. It's by Stuart Ashen. Terrible Old Games You've Probably Never Heard Of. Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
What's that about?
And it's not like, you know, everyone knows that E.T. is a terrible game and everyone knows all the, like, famously bad games. These are games you will never have heard of that are just awful from, like, I think it's from, like, 82 to 95 or something. Such a funny book. I've just been, I was just reading that and laughing to myself in Starbucks. But then I was also thinking, where can I take the boys for holiday? And just, it popped into my head. I don't know why. Italy.
We discussed it.
No, I don't think we had.
Yeah, we had.
I suggested it about
2 months ago.
I don't think you did, actually.
Yeah,
no,
I did.
Not to me.
Yeah, I did.
You're thinking of something else, Catherine.
No.
My turn. So I looked at it thinking it'll be too expensive. But for the three of us, me and the two boys, we could get there and back for about 350 quid. For all three of us. There and back.
But where's there?
Italy.
Is it proper?
Roma! 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 If you want to Roma around the world. Roma! If you want to without the wings, without the girls. So, something about Italy, because it's cheap. It's cheap to get there. But I don't know if it's any good. Is Rome any good? What have they got? The Colosseum? What do we know about the Colosseum? Bruce Lee film Way of the Dragon there. They before the, Chuck Norris there.
They got the Trevi Fountain.
The what?
Trevi Fountain.
Okay, well, I don't know what
that
is.
Where that dancing got done in that famous film.
I've literally no idea what she's
La
talking
Dolce
about.
La Dolce Vita.
I've not seen it.
You've seen the image.
No, I haven't.
Of the busty blonde woman dancing in a fountain.
No, I haven't. Please don't tell me what I've seen and what I haven't seen. Please don't bully me like that. I will not be bullied by you. Stop. Stop.
You're so delicious to bully.
Do we know anything else about Rome? Do we know anything about it? Is it the kind of place that a 7, a 9 and a 46-year-old as I'll be then? Is it the kind of place... Oh, let me show you. I got my ex-wife to send me the boys' passports to... so I got their numbers. Look at that.
Adorable.
Little baby terrorist. And then look. Wanted for murder. Do not let this boy on an aeroplane. It's terrible. So I don't know. Venice, Sam says. Venice,
no,
Sam says.
It's smelling.
How can he afford Venice on
exactly.
his wages?
It's so expensive. And it's a bit stinky.
It's stinky. It's a rip-off place as well. We know there's that.
I don't know how much fun it is for little kids either.
Well, Sam's only about 12.
He's a tall boy, though.
Tall boy. What's a tall boy? It's like a chest of drawers.
Yeah, but it's quite a tall chest of drawers. I've got
okay.
one.
All right. So we know what a tall boy is. Mm-hmm. What's a lady boy? Steady. Okay. Italy, any good or not? If not, I don't want a beach holiday. I don't like beach holidays. They're going already on a beach holiday with their mum.
What time of year are we discussing?
Oh, I guess the first week of August is when they're going away.
If you go to Rome in the first week of August, that's when all the Romans will be leaving Rome because it's too hot.
Beautiful. Okay, fine. Well,
but they'll be full of pink tourists.
We can handle the heat. We've got those little fans.
You better pray for aircon.
Okay. Let's go to Simsy. Simsy, ever been to Italy?
Yes.
What's it like, mate?
Really enjoyed it, but I don't think the kids would enjoy it. I've been to Rome.
Because they're racist. Because my kids are racist. They are racist. They both voted Brexit.
Well, that's how you look out.
No, go on. Sorry. I'm being...
Churlish.
Churlish.
What I liked about Rome is... whatever corner you turn in Rome, there's something amazing to look at.
Wow.
However, it's a pretty dirty city.
Oh, yes, man.
Lots of graffiti, lots of bin bags. True story.
Well, true story.
They draw on stuff and throw stuff away.
Yeah, exactly, Kath.
I don't mind rubbish. I lived in Slough for a big chunk of my life. I've lived in dumps, so...
Hey, that's true.
But you don't live there anymore, do you?
I don't live there anymore, but it's nice to visit. Maybe I'll take the boys to Slough for a week. We'll just go and stay at the Ramada Inn and...
Buy them a cornetto.
But yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what we'll do. Go and look at where the old library used to be and dream. Simsy, what have you got for us this evening, please?
Well, I've been thinking about your book. I'd like to know more about it for a start, the transcript book. I was trying to think of a clever name for it, to do with calls, you know, because that's what it's about, right?
Yep,
that's what it's about. Yeah, something like
for a man who wanted to know more about the book. You sure haven't left any gaps for us to tell you. Incredible scenes here with Simsy on the phone. Incredible scenes.
Go on, then you tell me.
Well, it's a book of transcripts from people's favourite parts of the show, and it's calls.
There you go.
You got it.
Yeah. I was thinking of something like Ian Lee's Call to Arms.
I like that because my name's in it and the lady's name isn't.
I'm not a lady.
Well, Ian and Kath, Call to Arms.
But then that sounds like a jihadi training book. Doesn't it? And I don't want people to have to buy it on the dark web. I mean, we could tell people how to garrot. You know, bin men and bus drivers and things.
You were advising a schoolboy how to use a shuriken the other day.
I was doing that. Yeah.
I think we got away with that.
Yes.
What about Ian and Kath's, and then you just call it, like, here's the thing? I quite like.
Well, hang on a minute.
That's your kind of catchphrase, right?
Well, hang on a minute.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. Well, someone suggested that an hour ago.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
That means it's double good.
Simsy is like a little title thief. This guy.
I'm not. I.
You pilferer.
Resent that title.
You pilferer. You pilchered. You pilchered pilferer. Dirty boy.
And the other one.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. It was a good one.
It sounds so catchy. It sounds so catchy, man.
Something to do with calls or hanging up.
Okay, how about this? 0344-499-1000 is the phone number. Here's the thing.
Windy Pops.
A little bit Windy Pops. That Nandos is coming back to haunt me. The ghost of the chicken burger.
The food always haunts one of us and not the other.
Yep, because I'm susceptible. Whereas you're not. I'm.
Well, I'm the one who senses it.
I'm touched. I'm blessed or am I cursed? We just don't know. But at the moment, it seems to be in my favour. Here's the thing: is winning at the moment. Don't need to make a decision yet. Need to make a decision kind of mid next week. I reckon we can have this book done. If you pull your finger out and do your bit, we can have this book done by, this can be for sale a week Monday.
Yeah.
A week Monday.
Yeah.
What?
You say I pull my finger out like I'm not a very, very busy woman with a busy life.
I'm a busy man with a busy life. And I've spent...
I was up at 7 this morning painting faces. Well, faces should... that I'd made.
Well, quit your job in the circus as the clown decorator. I spent hours this weekend, literally hours, trying to format this flipping thing and not knowing anything about it and failing miserably. Yeah, not succeeding. But I tried.
You want to learn to delegate?
I have. I've sent it off to an Indian lad, Pakistani lad. Yeah. Now, excuse me, Pakistan and India. I don't mean to cause any more ructions. What are ructions? Ructions. Ructions. What are ructions? Do we know? It's a word we use a lot and yet we don't know what it means.
It makes me feel like it's a word for sort of some sort of tremor, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just because it sounds like eruptions.
You probably are wrong. 03444991000 is the telephone number.
It's a disturbance or a quarrel.
This is the late night. This is not one of our classic shows by any stretch of the imagination. This is LBC.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000. So the question so far, titles for our book, please, and Italy, any good? Let's go to David. Good evening, David.
Hello.
Hello, David.
All right.
Very well, thank you. What can I do for you?
Oh, good. So yesterday I told my 4-year-old son that I'm moving out.
Blimey.
Yeah.
That's a big one. How did that go?
It was horrendous.
Yeah, I bet it was. Flipping heck, man. That's some big stuff.
Yeah, it was not nice. It's one of those moments that I'm never going to forget.
Yeah. It's what you do next is the key, isn't it, really? I would imagine, I think. From my own personal experience, is what you do.
Yeah,
next.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really know why I'm telling you. But,
no, I don't know why you're telling me, but I'm kind. No, I don't. If I'm honest, but I'm kind of glad that you are. Can I ask anything?
Yeah.
What happened, man? How did it get to this?
Oh, okay, right. Well, if I go back about 2.5 years ago,
yeah,
that's when I think I first phoned you up. Because I'd been diagnosed with depression.
Okay, yeah.
And I was doing teacher training and I quit. And yeah, so for 2 years, I kind of thought I was, you know, functioning, getting through it.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of last year, my wife said that, you know, I've not been there, I've not talked to her, I've not supported her emotionally. And I kind of realised, oh, maybe I've not been dealing with it. So, kind of December time, I started dealing with it. I went back to the doctors. I started taking the drugs, which I hadn't taken before because I thought I could deal with it without. I found a counsellor, like a private one that I could go to, because, you know, I did the like 6 weeks NHS one before, and I don't know.
6 weeks ain't nothing.
No, exactly. Nothing. Exactly. And I listened to some audiobooks that people recommended me. For a few months I worked really hard on myself. Got myself into a better place, but you know, I think it was too late for my wife. So I took her along to a couples counselling session, but she's not the type of person that can, you know.
She doesn't like. She doesn't talk easily about private stuff in front of strangers.
No, she would always talk to me about stuff.
Yeah. You know, it's tough. Not everyone can.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And, you know, at least she tried it. But yeah. It was the evening after that session that we kind of decided, right, well, there's nothing else to do. That's it.
I am sorry to hear that, but as someone who is a few years down the splitting up thing, and we kind of did it very, very slowly, it does get better. First night, well, have you got somewhere to live then?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've still been in the family home since then, and like it's been a couple of months since we decided that was it.
Yeah.
But living at home's been awkward,
it's to
say
fun.
The least.
It's no fun, is it?
No.
Have you got somewhere to go to?
Yeah, no, I have.
When do you move in there?
Friday.
Okay, can I give you a gentleman's warning?
Yeah.
First night is effing horrible, man. Just to set you up for it, I didn't expect it. The first night, not doing it to scare you, I'm just doing it so it's not a shock, and maybe it won't be the same for you. But in my experience, the first night of not sleeping in the same house as my kids was one of the toughest nights of my life. There were a lot of miserable nights that was the most miserable.
I've had a couple of weekends down there.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So, you know, kind of eased into it a little bit, I suppose.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess it's going to be the first night knowing that I'm not coming back.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, my friend Andy Partridge, right, from XTC, is weird because he's not really a friend. He's kind of a friend, but he's not a friend. He's my favourite songwriter. But bizarrely, he was giving me advice through my divorce, right? One of my favourite songwriters was giving me advice through my divorce. And he told me this thing, right? And at the time he told it to me, I thought, well, that's a load of nonsense, but it makes sense. He said, right, when you get divorced, it's like, and I'm going to use curse words. He said, when you get divorced, it's like you're stood in the deep end of a swimming pool that's not filled with water, it's filled with shit, right? And you are slowly walking towards the shallow end. And he says, and it takes ages, and it takes ages, and it takes ages. And then after quite a long time, you realise that your eyes are out of the crap, and you can sort of see a little bit. And then you go on for a bit longer, and after a little bit longer, you realise that your nose and your mouth are out of the crap, and you can breathe a little bit easier. And they said, after you keep walking, and eventually you realise you're at the other end, and you're climbing out of that swimming pool, and you can go and have a shower. He said, it takes a long time to walk through it, but eventually you get out the other end, and you have a shower, and you're clean, and life begins again. And you know what? From my experience, David, that was actually really, really wise. It's really wise, and that's how I'm finding it. That's how I'm finding it.
Yeah. Okay.
How did your kids take it? Because I'll tell you, when I told my kids, they punched the air and went, "Yeah, two houses." Oh, they honestly did, and it made both me and my wife well up a little bit at the childish beauty of it. How did your boy take it? It was your boy, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did he take it?
He got very upset.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's like, I don't want you to go away, Daddy. And, you know, it kind of broke my heart. But, you know, explained to him that, you know, I'm going to get my own house that'll be nearby, and it'll, you know, he can have his own bedroom and can paint it how he wants, and he can have his own toys at my house. And you know, like, you know, he was upset for a bit, and but, you know, like, today he's been all right. You know, he's kind of talked frankly about, oh, when you get your house, Daddy.
Oh, that's a good sign. That's a good sign that he's talking about it in that kind of terms. Four is just that, I would say four and five is just that little bit too young to quite grasp
he's
it.
Nearly five.
Yeah, six and seven. I don't know, maybe, you know, no age is perfect, is it? No age.
No. I mean, I was 11 when my parents split up, and, you know, that's one of the vivid memories I have of my dad sitting in my room telling me that he was going. And I just, you know, I hope that my boy doesn't remember it quite so intensely.
I wish you the best of luck, man. You're welcome to call in any time, and I will share...
Well, I came and saw you in Luton, and I promised that I'd phone you, because I hadn't for a while.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do remember. Well, listen, if you want to phone up and talk about this, I'll listen. If you want me to kind of share what I've been through, I will. And if you don't, I won't. Or if you want to phone up and talk about, I don't know, video games or crap on Netflix, you can do that as well, man. It doesn't always have to be, you know, the heavy stuff. But if you want to phone up with the heavy stuff, then we're here.
Ah, cool. Oh, talking of video games.
Here we go. Now we're on to the meat of it.
I've got a collection of retro video games I've had in storage for about 10 years, maybe more.
Yeah.
And when I buy my own place, I'm going to get them all out and build a cabinet for them and play them.
What do you think I'm doing now? I was living in a bedroom for 2 years.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
Now I've got a house. What do you think I'm doing? I'm buying every bit of crap back that I gave away when we had kids. It's almost like a two fingers up to my ex-wife. It's not, but that is kind of like, well, I'm going to do this now because I could have done it back in the house. You know, it's that kind of childish thing. Well, I can do this now because I can. I always could have if I'd wanted to. You know, but it's
Mine were always in the loft.
Yeah,
but I was never allowed to get them down.
I was, and I don't want to do my ex a disservice. She would have indulged that quite gracefully and quite graciously and happily. But it just feels like, it's like a cat peeing in the carpet to leave their mark. Yeah. I'm just putting a load of video games down. David, let us know how it goes, man.
Cheers.
Thank you, David. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Man, I'm thirsty. Just sent Kath out for some cool, fresh, cold water. Let's go to Peter. Good evening, Peter.
Evening, Ian.
Peter, what can we do for you on this most holiest of Tuesday nights?
I'm just phoning in to give you an idea for your transcript.
Oh, here we go. The title for the book, Peter, it will be called...
Crawling Out of the Rabbit Hole.
Ooh, I like that, because it implies that Catherine's drunk again.
Yep.
As is so often the case. Here's the thing, man. The hardest things in the world are naming books and naming bands. Have you ever been in a band, Peter?
No.
Honestly, you spent... when you're
naming babies.
You know what, actually? Yeah, all right, I'll put that up. I still think naming bands is harder than naming babies. Thank you for that water, Catherine. Sorry to send you out. Naming babies is tough. Have you got kids, Peter?
I have, and grandchildren.
Did you do the thing, which we did? You buy those books, 10,001 Names.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yep, we had the book with all the names in.
It's because it's not like you've not heard names.
Yeah, and you go through it and you go, don't like that, don't like that, don't like that. Who'd call them that? Don't like that, don't like that. And you've already got in your mind kind of what you fancy, haven't you?
Well...
And don't you go through the thing where one of you says, how about this name? And the other one says, no, don't like that.
Yeah, because know someone with that name and they're a knob.
Yeah, well... when one of you... And it goes both ways a couple of times when one of you thinks, oh, this is it. Oh, no, no, this is it. And you say it and the other person goes, are you joking?
Yeah.
No, we're not calling them that. Naming kids, I'd forgotten that. That's and I cannot. I mean, both my boys' names.
Minefield.
Sorry,
it's a real minefield, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. Both of my boys, they've got Greek heritage, so it's sort of slightly Greeky names. One Greekier than the other. So we wanted something like that. So once we decided,
Philip,
exactly. Once we decided we want a Greeky name, that kind of made it easier, because there's only about 15 names. So we got Yorgos and Nick. There we go, that's it. Yorgos and Nick are the two boys, and they love it. But so how did you come up with the girls' names?
The girls' names, I bought about three copies of various different name books, and in the end we named them after their great-grandmothers.
Well, that's a cop-out. Oh. They're good names, though. They're strong names.
They're brilliant names, but we were thinking of, especially with strong girls' names, there were lots of cutesy-wootsy names around at that time, and I thought, OK, they seem that way to me, but by the time the girls are, like, 20, 25, there'll be women's names. Yeah. But I wanted to give them names that could kind of morph with them, and they could shorten them if they wanted to, but actually they were good, strong names, and they were names that wouldn't be embarrassing when they were older, you know? So they could be a managing director with that name.
You have to do the thing as well, Peter. You have to shorten it. You have to see what it rhymes with. Look at the initials. Yeah. Does it rhyme with any swear words? You've got to go.
Are they going to take the Mickey at school?
Yeah. Oh, you have to go through. You have to go back to being a 9-year-old kid and coming up with the worst possible variation on that name, and try and pick a name that has no bad variations. Of course, every name will have at some point.
Can I just turn around and say, good evening, Cathy.
Thank you.
Oh, look at him. Peter's a charmer. He's a grandfather. He's older than he sounds.
What? I'm not sizing him up.
Yes, he's a granddad.
I appreciate
He's a smoker as well, judging by that laugh, Peter. I'm packing in.
I appreciate that.
And the other thing, Ian, how are you yourself? Because I was listening a few months back when you had a bit of a rough time and when someone asked.
I'm always having a rough time. Do you know what? At the moment, I'm doing all right, actually. I'm really doing... I'm doing all right. Can I tell you something, right? My best friend is Catherine Boyle. Hey, Catherine, nice to meet you. I'm Ian.
Hi.
Right. And I told Catherine my biggest, darkest secret the other day, today, Peter. I'm not going to go into it on air. My biggest, darkest secret that no one knows, right, apart from a couple of therapists. And she went, oh, nice one. Thanks for telling me. That was it. There was no judgment. There was no judgment. There was no, that's weird. It was like, oh, nice one. Thanks for telling me. I really appreciate that. Imagine. So I'm starting to feel a little bit of freedom. Thank you to you, Catherine Boyle.
So Excellent. Well done, Catherine.
Well, here's the thing about dark secrets, right? It's got nothing to do with me. And if it helps me to understand the person I like and the person I care about, then, you know, I'd rather know.
And I'm going to say it on air. My dark secret is that I plan to kill Sam in a very gruesome way.
And I found that completely understandable.
Yeah. She went, nice one, thanks for telling me. Can I help? We should all be so lucky to have a friend as good as her, Peter. Thanks for calling, man.
That's all right, I've got to go. Cutting you off now, bye.
But he's cutting me off!
Outrageous, who's he think he is?
He's cutting me off! Stay of him!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
03444991000 Lane says, never get proper cleaners in, go local. What do you mean, go knocking on door to door? Excuse me, would you come and clean my house, please? Excuse me. What are you talking about, you absolute prune? I got these from a local Facebook group. I went and asked for recommendations, and they came, both of these company, well, this company came with a lot of recommendations. Not as many as another company, but the other company was a little bit too expensive for me. £16 plus VAT per hour. And this came with a lot of recommendations, but there were a couple of individuals that were recommended. So maybe that's the route. Maybe that's the route to, hey, it doesn't matter. This man, hey, listen, no one died. Hey, what are you talking about? No one died. God, that was supposed to be Scouse, and it went all over the shop.
Oh, yeah, it did.
And then a lot of Liverpudlians have got Irish heritage. So actually, what I was doing there was a very clever historical trip through the north-west of London. Of England. Why? Here's what I think. It's too late now because they've probably got no money because it's killed their business. Shredded wheat should have sued compasses.
What?
Shredded wheat should have sued compasses. It would have been the trial of the century. Well, because compasses never eat shredded wheat.
Right.
Compasses were totally...
Trolling.
Belittled... Mm. Bullied, trolled. They trolled shredded wheat. Never eat shredded wheat. What? How can you do that? How can you get away with that? Compasses. Makes me sick. Nabisco should have totally taken compasses to the cleaners. Not the cleaners I use today, obviously. That would have been no good. Let's go to Keith. Good evening, Keith.
Hello, you two.
Hello, Keith. What you got for us?
It's nice to speak to you. I always enjoy listening to you, to the activities you do with your lads. I'm a single dad as well, and I've been in that position about 10 years behind you. But me and my daughter still do stuff together. All I'm sharing is I just had a nice weekend at Stonehenge. This weekend, it's a place I've always wanted to visit.
Stonehenge. It's pretty impressive. I know you're not allowed to go near the stones anymore and touch them, but it is. I found it really impressive when I went there.
Did you? Right. I'll share with you how I planned it. I mean, my daughter. And I'm in the Youth Hostel Association, which I mean, you get
youth
sorts
youth
of
hostel,
ages.
Youth hostel. But you're about 70, aren't you?
I'm 58, but what it is, it's that is a good thing, really, because at the at Avebury, nearby, the standard of the YHA now is £20 a night. That's really excellent. That's an excellent standard of accommodation.
Yes.
Anyway, so Emma, my daughter now, she's 25, and we said we planned this, and we drove down for used the toll through the M6. Anyway, get to the point about access to it. I looked on the internet, and basically,
can I just say, by the way, if anyone's listening to this, you might want to go and make a cup of tea and a roast dinner for a while.
I'm not that.
Just don't go.
The visitor's centre is expensive. I'm just giving little tips. Now, what you can do now, if you look on the internet, what you do is, from that A303, you, as it said, you drive a quarter of a mile and park up on the track, and now it's like a right-of-way for walkers. So you're walking right alongside the fenced-off bit with all the Chinese and American tourists.
Huawei.
And you can get within, like, 150 metres of it, which is what I did on Saturday.
It's not that close, is it?
Well, I was going to jump the fence. I thought, if I come up early...
You went to Stonehenge, but you didn't pay to go into Stonehenge?
You don't have to do.
Well, you were 150 metres away from it. Well, I got much closer than that by paying.
Yeah, but I didn't pay.
Yeah, I know, and that's why you were 150 metres away from Stonehenge. So you didn't go to Stonehenge.
Anyway,
back to you, Keith.
Right, so...
So you didn't go to Stonehenge. What else didn't you do at the weekend?
So it's just a tip for people who are, like, the Youth Hostel Association, Avebury, though, it's £20 a night. That's really good value. And, as I say, if you're on economy with young people, you can go and park up and drive round and take photographs and that. So that's all I'm sharing with you.
Okay, all right, well, okay.
I'm sorry it's so boring.
No, I didn't say it was boring. All I'm saying is you're sharing with people how not to go to Stonehenge.
No, if you say so, Ian.
Okay, these calls never go well, Keith. I'm always surprised you keep calling back.
No, they don't really, because I'm not sure what it is, mate. I don't know, because I'm trying to offer... Like, for people, like single fathers like myself with youngsters who haven't got much money, a weekend for £20 and to get with 150 metres of one of the 70 the heritage sites in the world, and it still feels, I don't know, I just feel quite negative feedback from you.
And oh, how they danced, the little children of Stonehenge, beneath the haunted moon, for fear that daybreak might come.
Which isn't very mature, really. Is it?
Oh, come on, Keith. None of the show is mature. We've been talking... We're making jokes about Cass Fanny earlier on, pretending it was her car.
I just tuned in, so right.
It's not a mature... But come on, man. You know it's not a mature show. don't call me out for being immature. Of course I'm immature. Because every time you come on, I question something about what you said, and you take it as a personal affront. Not everyone else does.
I think it's... there's an edge in that... Whatever it is, I don't know, but there's certainly an edge when we get together.
There's no edge to your stories, let me tell you that.
What do you mean, it's, like, worthless?
No. Oh, Jesus. No, I don't know what it is, Keith. I don't know what it is, but I just know that every time
just
you come on...
Just wind each other up. That just happens between human beings.
Keith, I think you get a bit defensive.
Well, yeah. I think Ian does.
No. Well, no. No, he doesn't. He tries to have a conversation with you, and you always take it to that he's having a go at you, and often he isn't.
No. I take umbrage.
Yeah.
Have you been there, or is that 150 metres away from that...
That's good, that.
It's not bad.
It's really clever, that.
It's pretty quick.
You're so clever.
I think he's being sarcastic.
Okay.
Anyway, this went well. Shake hands.
Shake hands, ding dong.
Well, now you're being a dick.
But Avery, it's...
Listen, listen. That's what it is, Keith. I've worked it out. You don't listen. I've worked it out. I've got it. You don't listen. You can't have a conversation. It's a monologue.
No, I just shared something with you.
Yeah, in a monologic fashion. That's a word. That's a word.
Yeah, right, okay. All right, then.
Okay.
You're right.
Now you're being immature, mate.
Immature. You're not.
You're worse than Karen in the flipping office. You're being immature.
Always right, Ian.
You're being a dick. Now you're just being stupid.
Well, I'm not being a dick. You're always right. You're never wrong.
Of course I'm wrong sometimes, Keith, but I can admit it. Maybe you should as well.
But, yeah. I don't know. I just feel it's quite negative, your response to what he shared.
Yeah, but I've told you what the problem is, Keith, and you're not taking it on board.
Well, I'm not a presenter. I'm not as savvy as you.
It's about having a chat to each other, that's all.
That's all. And sharing things that help each other and other families and other people in the same position.
Not necessarily. It's about conversation more than that.
Maybe BBC Manchester. Who's on BBC Manchester right now?
No, I'm not getting into that.
Why? Rubbish. Did you get booted off that as well for being sarcastic?
Not at all.
Was the presenter a bit too smug?
He's thick as a two before, Alan Bezzik.
Is he? Alan Bezzik's a great presenter.
He's thick as a two before.
So you didn't go on with Alan Bezzik?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Right.
Why are you being mean about him, then?
Yeah.
Well, because he's not that bright. He talks about being a psychiatric nurse and he's not qualified.
Right. Well, if this is how he speaks about Bezzik behind his back, what on earth does he say about me?
Well, I told him straight.
There we go.
I qualified about 25 years ago.
Okay.
And he tells lies. He trips himself up.
Okay, right.
Oh, well, let's not...
I think he blags a lot of things. He's done everything from drove a bus and...
Well, maybe he has done these things. I think I've not listened to him. I've heard bits of him. I've not listened to him for years, but I've heard really, really good things about Alan Bezzik, so...
Well, you're in that industry. You know who's
Jesus
what and who's
Christ,
what.
Man. You haven't got a clue, Keith.
I've not got a clue.
What do you mean? What do you mean I'm in that industry? What is it?
Ian, you're always right.
Oh, God,
you're...
Grow up, man. Grow up. You're a child.
No, you're always right.
You're a child, mate. I'm trying to have a grown-up...
No, you're not. No, you're not mature at all, really.
Okay, well, then stop phoning me and go and phone up another radio show and slag me off to them. Go and do that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You get slagged off Bezzik.
No.
Yeah, you did. Bezzik.
No.
Here's a thing you can do to save money, right? Instead of not going to see Stonehenge, just tell your daughter what happens at the end of film she hasn't seen. Do that. That'll save you a few quid. Save you a trip to the pictures.
No, I don't pay because I'm on the cinema card.
Well, you go and watch it, then go home and tell her what happened.
Nah, I don't do that
anymore.
Ever.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah. I thought it was quite interesting. I followed that bit, what you were saying about the defence minister.
Yeah, former defence minister.
Yeah. And I thought it was quite... I think basically he's a patsy and she's just trying to displace from all the chaos, to be honest with you.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Your comment was bang on.
Yeah, I'm a very clever man, as you said, and I'm always right.
Oh, you are?
I'm always right, yeah. I'm glad you accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And you are not. You are always wrong.
I'm always wrong and you're always right.
Beautiful. Well, I don't know why we...
That's just the way of the universe.
I just don't know why we don't get on when we've established those basic
facts. Happens, though. It happens in life. Have you ever been anywhere in a room where for so no reason someone gets on your nerves and you can't...
I've never met anybody as irritating as you.
You know, it's like that sense of transference. No. Maybe I remind you of somebody.
Yeah, you remind me of a bloke called Keith who phones up my radio show, bores the crap out of me and spoils the ends of movies.
That's really hurtful, that.
No, it's not.
I feel quite hurt about that.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
It's quite hurt, you know, I feel a bit attacked.
Okay, okay. Well, maybe just don't call anymore.
Well, I enjoy calling periodically when
Which bit of this call has been enjoyable for you? Because I'm struggling to find the bit that's been enjoyable for me.
Well, you just said I've not been to Stonehenge, which that pushed a button in me.
Well, you haven't been to Stonehenge.
Oh, I'm not getting into that again. We're going round in circles.
Well, no. Yeah, if you go to Stonehenge...
Like Stonehenge.
If you go to Stonehenge...
You go circles round Stonehenge.
You go round a circle, but you wouldn't know that because you've not been to Stonehenge. Is there, like, a court order that says you can't go within 150 metres of Stonehenge? Did you try and have it off with Stonehenge?
You can't go over the fence, you see. They would pull you.
You can if you pay, can't you?
Yeah, if you pay, you can get very close to Stonehenge.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can, mate.
There's only 26 people allowed to get into the middle of it.
No, I didn't say in the middle of it. I said you can get very, very close to it. I know because
I got as close as to the people who paid.
No, you didn't, because I was closer than 150 metres.
Well, you were?
Yes, everybody was.
100 metres is like...
it's 150 metres. You've shaved a third off.
Nah, I was as close as them.
No, you weren't.
To the big outer stone.
Right, so hang on a minute. You've gone from being really into Stonehenge and calling them big hunks of stone.
I didn't say that. You weren't listening.
Yes, you did.
No, you weren't listening.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was.
Do you want me to tell you what happened again?
No.
You weren't listening.
Oh, God.
Partly because you're boring.
Yeah, you're boring as well.
You're more boring.
No, you're more boring.
You can get 10 yards away from the stones, you fraud! I've just Googled it! You absolute fraud! You charlatan! You can get 10 yards away from the stones and not 150 metres! For God's sakes, man! Stop spreading fake news on my show!
Stop being a numpty.
I'm on a website...
No, you can't, because...
Mate, I've been there!
Because they drive coaches to it, and you cannot get amongst Stonehenge.
Well, you should do it for false advertising, then.
You can get amongst Stonehenge. The closest...
26 people...
Will you listen? Stop talking!
You're not talking!
Will you stop talking? Shut up!
No, you shut up.
You shut up!
No, you shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
No, you.
No, you.
Don't you, me.
No.
TWAT. You.
You just not got your facts right.
Yes, I have got my facts right. A, because I've actually been to Stonehenge, somewhere you've never been. And B, I'm reading a website. Where is Stonehenge? An introduction to visiting Stonehenge. The nearest you will get to the stones is about 10 yards. The monument being roped off by a low barrier.
That's the big one on the outside.
Which is 10 yards away!
But that's not the inner circle, you numpty.
You're insane.
That's the big diamond thing.
Are you sure you've been to Stonehenge and you just didn't go to... You just, like, looked at some rocks?
You're being silly again.
Okay, and you're being boring again, so maybe
not.
Yes, trust me, mate.
You mean the big stone on the outer circle, which I was about 30 yards from. You cannot go inside the inner circle.
I didn't say you could. Well, you listen, you thicko.
You listen.
I did not say... You could go in... When did I say... You don't listen. I listen to your boring story. You listen to mine.
We're getting close now.
No, we're not.
You cannot go into this stone circle.
Can you tell me... Right, we're on until one. Yeah, all the other callers, put your phones down. Can you tell me, Keith, exactly when did I say you could go into the inner circle of Stonehenge?
Well, there we are.
Well, no, no, no. Yeah,
no,
there we
wrong.
Are. Yeah.
But you can get to
there,
the outside.
There
circle,
we are.
Which I was 10 yards from.
When did I say...
You're right again. You're totally right. You're always right, Ian.
When did I say you could get into the... You could get into the inner circle of Stonehenge? When,
so you mean you can get close to the...
Answer the question. When
well,
did...
I don't know.
Answer the question, cowboy. When did I say, as you keep asserting, when did I say you can get into the inner circle of Stonehenge?
Without listening to the thing again, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I could tell you. No, I didn't say it. You keep saying it.
The inner circle?
No. You can't get into the inner circle.
Because you can only... You can only
what is wrong with this lunatic? I know... Catherine, help me!
No, don't ask for Catherine.
I want to bash your heads together, to be honest.
Tag, your turn. I can't beat this numpty. I didn't say you could go into the inner circle.
You see, the big stone is 10 yards away. Which I was
here's the thing, Keith. Here's the thing.
Away.
I was holding back. Right, I'm just going to say it. You're boring and you're thick. You don't listen. You do a monologue. You're not listening to anything I said.
I'm far from thick. But you're highly intelligent.
Well, I am. I am.
You
I
are.
Am. Yeah, I am. I'm more intelligent than you because you're having an argument about stuff I have not said.
You're such a rumour. Shut your face.
Listen, well, instead of talking, listen for once. Zip it. You are having an argument with stuff I haven't said and you are not responding to anything I say.
Yeah, you've not been inside the stone circle, have you?
I didn't say I'd been inside the stone circle, I? I said you can get within 10 metres of the stones. I did not say...
No, you... a stone, not the stones.
I did not say you could get inside the stone
you're
circle.
All right, you're right again, then.
But actually, you can get inside... I'm going to say it now. You can get inside the stone circle.
On certain...
No. No, if you go with English Heritage. Thanks very much. They do a thing called Stone Circle Access, which you would know...
56 people.
Which you would know if you'd gone to Stonehenge. But you didn't.
I did.
You were 100...
On certain days.
Jesus, this guy is insane. You were 150 metres away from it.
From the Stone Circle.
I was 10 metres away from it.
Yeah, from that big one on the outside.
Oh, God.
Oh, OK, Keith. All right, mate. I'd have to dig out my picture. I must have been using a zoom lens on my phone then to have pictures of my boys so close to the stone circle. I mean, yeah.
But you didn't go inside the stone circle.
No, I didn't, but yes, you are.
What?
No, I didn't, but yes, you are.
I'm what?
No, I didn't, but yes, you are.
Right. So we're both agreed you can't get inside the stone circle.
No, that's not what I said. I said, no, I didn't go into the stone circle, but yes, you can get into the... You are allowed into the stone circle.
Yeah, 26 people are on certain dates.
Yeah, so you're allowed into the stone circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certain people are.
Yeah, you're allowed into the... No, anybody is.
On certain dates.
It's not certain people. Anybody is. Anybody is allowed.
26 people... On certain days, the summer solstice, or whatever you call it.
Right, OK, don't even say summer solstice. Summer solstice.
Oh,
right, all right, we're going nuclear. We're doubling down. We're going to the Stonehenge website.
Right,
let's see.
There's buzzes. You see, there's buzzes there.
Buzzes?
Like, which carries
there's
all these Chinese and American...
The Chinese are allowed in there! Bloody Chinese.
Chinese.
Racist. Right. Clicking on it.
You getting it?
Yeah.
So the official one is they've got the visitor centre, which is about a mile and a half away. They charge you £30.
What do you mean it's a mile and a half away from Stonehenge?
Yeah.
Incorrect. It's on the site. You walk... It's not a mile and a half.
But it's about a mile... No, it's not.
You go there, you pay, then you're there.
Have you been to Stonehenge, Ian?
Yes, I have. This guy hasn't.
What? Who? Me?
What? Who?
Who's
me?
Not paid? The visitor centre is a distance away and they take you down in a bus.
No, they don't.
They do because the bloody buses were there when I was there at weekend.
You didn't go to Stonehenge. You were 150 metres away from
it. Wasn't
illegally. It. You said you were. The whole point of your story. The whole point of your story was you were too tight to take your daughter to Stonehenge, so you climbed over a fence and went 150 metres away from it.
If you look, it's not illegal. It's a right.
You're stealing from National Heritage. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a scumbag.
Don't be silly.
National Heritage, you're stealing. English Heritage, you are stealing from. You make me want. You make me want to puke. You disgust me.
Well, that's.
You disgust me.
I think you're better than that, you know.
I think you're better than that. I think our English heritage deserves, nay, warrants your support, and you refuse to support it.
I support quite a lot of altruistic.
How many people a year? How many people a year are allowed to walk in between the circle?
I don't know, but when I looked on the site, to go amongst the stone circles, there seem to be these certain dates of 26 people.
26 people, yeah, for an hour. So anybody can go.
Yeah, but you're one of them 26.
Well, but you've got to ask to be one of those 26 people.
And you have to pay. I don't know how much it is. How much is it?
I don't know, but yeah, you've got to pay. Of course you've got to pay.
Oh, you're on the website there.
Well, you look on the website.
Well, I'm not online at the minute.
Okay. I'm getting bored now, Keith. Thanks for calling.
What?
0344-499-1000. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call about Stonehenge, you'd be very welcome to. Let's go to...
You've been Googling a bit about Stonehenge during the break.
Let's go to Simon, who's in Salisbury.
Reveal?
Good evening, Simon.
Good evening. How the devil are you both?
Very, very sweaty. What you got?
You're sounding very loosey-goosey tonight, Simon.
Smoked a spliff, mate?
No, I haven't.
What, never? Okay.
As I was going to say, Keith wants to come down to Salisbury. I can take him around the cathedral. We can actually touch it. We can go novichok hunting or anything he wants to do.
You can go novichok hunting? Why would you want to do that? How tall is your spire? Even the Russians. Who's calling us? Is that a real call from Malaysia? Let me just take that. Is that a real person? Hello? Hello, Malaysia?
Hello, yeah, me again. Yeah, sorry, signing from Malaysia. British citizen living overseas.
What? Should we call you back?
If you want to, yes.
Let's call you. Who is it? What's your name, please?
My name's Kelly,
stay there. Sam's going to speak to you, and Sam's going to take you. I saw Malaysia on the screen. I thought, hang on, that's got to be a wind up. But no, it's Kelly in Malaysia. It's Kelly in Malaysia, Simon.
I'm amazed.
No novichok in Malaysia. What can we do for you on this wonderful, wonderful, romantic evening?
Well, first of all, I'd like to apologise on behalf of the decent Simons out there about the other Simons, because they're not well.
Sounds like your batteries are running out.
No. And I'm the one that had all that disaster with my health, liver disease, cancer.
Oh, flipping it, yes. Oh, blimey, what's going on now? What are you broken now? What's dropped off this week?
My hand. I broke my hand.
No. Oh, you muppet. What are you doing?
Well, it was after listening to that band you played at the start of the week.
The 6.4 equals makeout or something, that one.
I don't know, it sounded like Little Mix doing prog rock or something. Jim Steinman writing it. It was awful.
No idea. I've got no idea. Don't remember, but I bet it wasn't awful. I bet it was brilliant, because we only play brilliant songs on this show. We're great at choosing the tunes.
No, even Cass said, my God, that's awful.
Oh, right. All right, fair play. In that case, maybe we got it wrong. Right, what do you want? Instead of just phoning up, what do you want?
I just phoned up saying I want to join the show.
Thank you very much indeed. We're going to come to you in a minute, Cass, because you've been too quiet tonight.
I mean...
The lads want to hear you.
The lads...
And some of the lasses.
Well, the key thing. Wow, that was, 20 minutes?
Were you saying we should call him back and go on longer? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think there might be some unfinished business.
What?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Let's go to Malaysia. Good evening, Kelly in Malaysia.
Good evening in England. How are you?
I'm fine. You don't know my name. But OK, what can we do for you this evening? Why are you calling us from Malaysia?
I was listening to your show after watching the Liverpool-Barcelona game. Sob. I'm a Liverpool fan. And I was really intrigued. You're quite an aggressive host.
Quite what?
An aggressive host.
No, not me.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm very sure, yeah. You heard, what, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of the show?
No, I've listened to you quite a few times. I've lived in Asia for 20 years. But
what's my name? You listened to me for over 20 years. What's my name?
Ian.
Okay, Ian.
I don't know your second name. Do you know mine?
You've been listening for 20 years. You thought you might. Okay.
You know my second name?
So what have you always listened to me on talk radio?
Oh, no, I have listened to you and various others on talk radio.
You've listened to various others.
I actually think you're quite brilliant in your own way.
My own way. But I'm not aggressive.
Yeah, you are.
You're trying to summarise a 20-year career and act from the 10 minutes you've heard.
Is it really 20 years? 20 years? How old are you?
That's none of your business. You're trying to sum up a 20-year career after only having heard 10 minutes. Yes, there are parts of it that can be aggressive,
now,
but that's like a tiny...
The most important thing you're doing right now is asking me why I'm calling versus just trying to bully me before I even got to
I tell you what, Kelly, why don't you just piss off? Let's go to Brian. Bully you, silly woman. Let's go to Brian. Good evening, Brian. That was aggressive. I'll give her that.
I think she was a little aggressive.
I thought she was rude. Good evening, Brian.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Brian. Here we go. At last, we've got a decent
caller. Your second name is Mr. Lee.
It is. My second name is Mr. Lee. It's Ian. My full title is Ian Mr. Lee. Correct.
And I thought...
Are you on speakerphone?
Oh, hang on. Sorry. There we go.
Thought we had a decent caller at last. Come on, Brian.
But what I was going to say is that... I originally thought Keith had a good point, but then he quickly bored me. He had an unknown point.
Here's the thing, Brian. Here's what I don't know how to do, right? Some callers are boring. Not you. Not you at all. I'm enjoying this. Some callers are boring, right? It's mine and Kath's job... Is Keith calling back? It's mine and Kath's job to make the show interesting. Welcome back,
exactly.
Keith. But... Hello, Keith.
Hi, you two. I just caught you, and Kath said, you mentioned my name, and you felt Kath mentioned there might be some unfinished business.
Yeah.
So
I thought you had a valid constructive point initially to the people going to Stonehenge, but you went on and on and on about B. I won't mention the other matters. And made it really boring.
Who are we speaking to?
You're talking to me.
Who's that? Is that Ian?
No. Brian.
Oh, sorry. I just heard Catherine say about me, mention my name Keith and some unfinished business. I don't know if Ian's there or not.
You started off with a valid point for the public to go and see Stonehenge, and then you just went on and on about a load of the buscocks.
Load of what?
Buscocks. Never mind the buscocks.
Well, you lost me.
You lost him about 150 metres away from Stonehenge.
Finish you with that.
I didn't hear any of that, sorry.
Right. Keith, what do you want now? We're done for tonight, man.
I just heard, I was listening in, and Kath said the key thing, you were talking for 20 minutes, and she thought...
It could go on for a bit longer.
...finished business.
Okay, what have you...
It bored everyone, didn't it, Ian?
Brian was bored. And Brian is my boss.
Who is?
So what... So what did Kath mean by the unfinished business?
That we should sleep together.
Yeah, I'd love that. That'd be fine.
All right, well...
We'll struggle up.
Okay, but you got to double bag it.
Oh, my God.
I don't mind. Yeah, I'm...
All right.
Man.
Wait.
But...
Brian, would you like to hear that?
But...
I tell you what, Keith.
It would go on and on and on.
No, I tell you what, Keith. Oh, yeah, Keith, you could come within 150 metres of me.
What did Kath mean by unfinished business?
All right, Brian. Thank you for your call, Keith. We'll speak again later in the week or maybe next week. Thanks for being a good sport, man.
All right, brother.
Take care, fellas. Nice to talk to you.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Work out what makes the noise in Bonnie.
It sounds like someone being goosed, and we all know what Serge was like.
Isn't it? What makes the noise in Bonnie and Clyde, the song by Serge? It's like isn't it a thing you sort of rub it and tighten it?
Look, I don't want to know.
someone will know. Oh. I don't. Someone will know. That someone, I'm afraid, is not me.
Or me.
Let's have a quick look. We had a good tweet here that I want. JPU Records says, I went to a gig once at the O2, but I didn't go in. I stood 150 metres from the entrance. It was a great day out. You know, only 20,000 people are allowed inside, or you can stand outside for free. Thank you very much indeed. It's good to know that. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. I've got no idea. I'm just expecting everyone to come on and batter me now.
You might want to drink a water, everyone, because it's very salty tonight.
I'm taking a step back, because I've talked too much tonight. Catherine? We got Elizabeth, then we got Nick. Let's go to Elizabeth first.
Brilliant.
You can go. Go on.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hello. What have you got for us tonight, Elizabeth?
I've got a story. I went to Stonehenge a while ago, actually.
Did you actually go, though?
Yeah, actually. And, yeah, I went there. I went with a couple friends, about 25 other friends.
Oh, that was your mistake. You want to go with 24 other friends. Is it 26?
Yeah.
What about the guide?
it was cool in the inner circle, but I sort of looked over and there was like a big fence and there was this really weird, like, grumpy old man just trying to, like, climb over the fence. So I don't really know what he's doing.
I can't breathe, stop it, please. I can't breathe.
Well, that's a charming story.
I'm glad you liked it.
Ian really liked it. You really like that one, don't you? And tell me, Elizabeth, did you actually get into the centre of the circle or just near that big one?
Oh, yeah, right in the middle. I stood right in the middle.
Near the big one.
We knew it was near the big one.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Oh, God. You all made that call for me. It was our mate laughing in the background.
I think we just heard Junior us. Did we time travel?
I couldn't breathe. I haven't laughed like that for so long. Thank you so much. Oh my God. It's a quicha. Quicha.
All right.
Cuicha. Let's Google it. Quicha.
Can you not YouTube it? I want to hear it.
Yeah, sure. All right.
That song, by the way, is my eldest's kryptonite. She absolutely hates it. She can't stand it.
Oh, is
that
it
and
like
the snake.
Is it like a bit of string?
What, that you twang? Let me have a look.
That's a ball. This is a ball.
You might be.
This is going. I'll go past this advert. Jesus. Kuich, I think it's... Here we go. You spelled it wrong. That's right. Here we go. Kuti instrument. Here we go. It's like a drum. I knew it. I didn't want to say it was like a drum, though.
It's called a monkey drum.
Because it sounds like a monkey laughing.
Yeah. Or someone being goosed by Serge Gainsbourg. Oh, you know what that reminds me of?
Cleaning the windows. Getting that last little bit off and rubbing it. And then you realise it's outside.
Do you remember when Christian told us a story about his granddad making chickens?
Oh, yeah.
So he'd get, like, chicken noise, and he'd rub the thing in. Yeah, so pulling the string would make a whoop, whoop, whoop.
This Brazilian friction drum is traditionally used by samba schools. It produces an exotic sound which allows to be used in many different situations.
No, I mean, jokes, mate.
All right, fine, I'm going to get you one.
Its unusual sound is used for percussion effects.
I'll have the money, I can repair my undercarriage with it.
Three of them. Say hello to my good friend Nick.
Hello, Ian's good friend Nick. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
Excellent. Have you been to Stonehenge recently?
I'm actually there at the moment. What I've done to save myself a bit of money is I've got my iPad out, I've got Google Earth on, and I've zoomed right in, so I'm actually right there at the moment, and it hasn't cost me anything at all. And what can you say? Absolutely free. And I haven't even left my hotel room, so there we go. I haven't even had to get in the car. I'm just there at the moment.
And, you know, if that guy was there, you're there too. In fact, let's all go. I'm going to have...
Can you zoom in to the middle of the circle?
I'm going to Stonehenge.
Oh, hold on a second. I can do that from the plan view from the top. Yeah, I'm there at the moment. Wow, I tell
hang
you
on.
What, it's like I'm in space and I'm just looking down.
Which stone are you at? Because I'll meet you. Hang on. I won't be a minute.
Hold on a second. When you're there, I will pick the...
I love some of my corners so much.
How will I recognise you? What are you wearing, Nick?
I'll tell you what. I'll just put a rose in my jacket pocket.
There he is. He's near the big one. Ian, join us.
Well, if I join you, then only another 23 people can join. I'm going to stay away. Nick, you enjoy it, Nick. Thank you very much. I like our callers so much, some of them. Aren't they funny? Aren't they funny people?
Hey, I like it at Stonehenge. It's very peaceful.
Yeah.
There's substantially less beef than there's been around here.
You get about 15 metres up to it.
I can see the big one.
Let's go to Will. Good evening, Will.
Hello, mate. You beat me to it. The reason I was phoning was because it was so weird that the fact that you wanted to know what that monkey sound thing was.
Yeah.
Me and a mate, two nights ago, were having the same discussion, thinking, what is it? How do we search? And we completely failed to find it by, you know, any combination of words we were searching for on the internet. We ended up contacting someone that we thought would know, and we had to explain to him what's that thing that goes. Woo, 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 woo.
And did he know?
No, because it doesn't go woo woo woo. It goes woo woo woo.
What we were talking about, he said, "Yeah, it's a slicker," and we ended up watching exactly the same video that you're watching. Like, blimey, you know, you could have done this two nights ago, and we'd have had a lot of bother.
How funny that that's in the vibe. So, who was it you asked? Is he a drummer? Is he a Brazilian? Is he a monkey? What is he?
He is a guy who does like djembe group drumming classes.
Oh, there's your fella.
Right. I thought if anyone knows, he'll know. that wasn't the song we were listening to that made us wonder what the sound was.
Is it me and Julio down by the schoolyard?
No, it wasn't. It's probably one you may not even know. It was called Garden Party by Mezzo Forte.
Yeah.
And it was from, like, the 80s, man.
Yeah, the 80s, man. You gotta be there. I don't know that song. Can you just do the Kuika noise from that song, please?
It was like...
He is good.
Oh, my God. I had such an evening tonight. I'm so glad to get home.
Yeah, what happened?
You know, like, when you, like, go onto a well-known auction site and you think, I'll just put a little bid on that.
Mate, can I just ask, you're not drunk or high, are you?
No, but...
Okay, because that's the worst time.
I thought, that looks really cheap for what it is. I'll just put a little bid on it. I'm not going to end up getting it. Congratulations, you are the winner. And guess what I got?
A tank.
No, it did. Oh, so close.
Go on.
A horse lorry.
Have you got a horse?
No.
Do you, hang on. Do you mean the thing that attaches to the back of a, like a Land Rover that you put a horse in?
A horse box?
No, the thing that's an actual lorry that you get in and drive and you put a ramp down and put the horses in the back of it.
How many horses can you fit in it?
Three.
Flipping heck, man.
What are you planning to put in it then?
Right, well, I'll tell you what happened. So I won this thing. I thought, gosh, I wasn't expecting to get that.
How much did you win it for?
500 quid.
It's quite a bit of money. That's
right,
it.
But I thought, how can I go wrong? That's so cheap for what it is. You said it worked and everything. Now, I've got a little scooter. So what I did was I rode my scooter up to London, up to Croydon, where this thing was.
Yeah.
And I got there, so that's like, it's a tiny, tiny little scooter with 18-inch wheels, right?
Yeah.
So I got there, paid the man, put the scooter in the back.
What?
Started it up. It seemed all right. I said, thanks a lot, see you later. Pulled out of his road, got as far as second gear, and then the clutch just went...
Oh,
and
dear.
I completely lost the clutch in this thing, and this lorry is huge. It's like 28 feet long and
yes,
in 15 feet high.
Yeah,
never driven anything that big before.
Oh my God.
So it's stuck in second gear, so I had to limp it home.
No, hang on, surely you then
go back, don't you?
You pull over and say I'll have my money back, please. That's what you do, isn't it?
No, I'm too what's the word,
dumb?
No. Tenacious, I think, is the word you're looking for.
Oh, my word. Okay, so you drove it home, yeah?
To your non-horses.
Right. So I was kind of, by this point, thinking, what have I done?
Yes.
But I actually managed to get it all the way home, including having to start it in gear at the traffic lights and kind of kangaroo it.
Yes.
You know.
Right. So how much is it going to cost to fix it, and what are you going to do with it?
The plan is to fix it and get it, you know, MOT'd and whatever, and clean it up and make it look nice and sell it on again. That's the plan. But this is going to take a bit more money than I expected.
Flipping heck, Will, you're dangerous. Yeah, I thought when you said you put a cheeky bid on, I sometimes will bid, I think the highest I did on something I didn't really want was 55 quid for like a console or something, and I won it. It's like, oh, okay, but 500 quid for a giant thing like that?
Yeah, it's a 7.5-ton truck. But I'm thinking the worst possible scenario is, right, if I can't fix it or I decide not to fix it, it's got to be worth nearly that in the scrap metal, right?
Yeah, I don't really know the scrap metal horse lorry
market.
It's been
a long time since I got involved in
that.
Yeah.
Well, Will, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you. I'll give you an update.
Please do. Please do. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Will. I did know what that instrument was because it is in Me and Julio.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Kelly's back. Good evening, Kelly.
Good evening, Ian. I apologise. I just phoned up to double-check who I was talking to. And now I'm through again.
OK. And what can we do for you this time? Well, you think what can we do for you this time? I'm not going to be aggressive. I'm going to be peaceful. I'm a Zen Buddhist master now.
Okay.
I still don't care about palm oil.
No.
Zen.
What I'm going to maybe have a conversation about is if you are a fully bred British national, lives abroad, pays taxes at home, owns property, pays taxes, but has lived away from home for 15 years and one day.
Yeah.
Why is it right that I am no longer allowed to vote
in a national election or a referendum?
Because you don't pay as much tax as we do. That's one obvious thing.
I clearly do.
No, you clearly don't. Obviously, you don't pay as much tax as we do.
I absolutely do.
You most
yeah,
definitely.
I do.
It's because very easily to prove that you don't. You most definitely don't.
No, no. How can you prove that I don't?
Sorry, are you buying all of your things from British shops?
Let me be very, very clear.
So, just answer the question. Are you buying all of your food, your products, your clothes from British shops? Is that what you're doing? Maybe I've got
so
it wrong.
You're saying where I buy my rice and my chicken from makes a difference on whether or not I can vote.
Not what I said. Not what I said. You're extrapolating.
Well,
Focus on one thing, Kelly.
You just talked about food and clothes,
yeah.
Right?
Do you buy them in Britain?
No, I...
Okay,
I
well, then you pay less tax than me. You pay less tax than me. So, no, of course you shouldn't ever say.
How do I pay less tax than you? I have a house. Well, I have a couple of properties. I have a business.
Well, you're paying less tax than me.
And I pay all of my UK taxes.
You're paying less tax than me.
And I don't have an offshore account. I have a fully-fledged NatWest account.
She's just... Do you buy petrol for your car in Britain?
No, I don't. Actually.
So you're paying less tax than me.
Well, now you're talking about extended tax.
You're paying less tax than me.
No, hang on. You're paying for your gasoline in the UK. I'm paying for my gasoline I'm using it.
I can tell you the answer.
If you listen,
what a rude lady.
If I don't buy gas in the UK, does that mean I can't vote?
I don't buy gas. Here's the reason you shouldn't be allowed to vote in the UK. We call it petrol. We call it petrol. All right? We call it petrol. And here's the reason I pay more tax than you. Because there's a thing called VAT, which you don't pay. So you're paying less tax than me. So that's the answer to that text question.
In the country that I'm currently in, I pay way more for petrol than you do. But that's not the point.
You're not clever enough to have this conversation.
I'm not clever enough to have this conversation. I'm sorry.
Oh, geez.
I think...
What you pay. No, you said you pay the same tax as me, and I've just proved that you don't pay the same tax as me.
No, you pay less. I did not say. Let me just be very clear. It'd be the first time in the three phone calls we've had.
Why are you so angry? What's so angry? You're not angry about palm oil. You're not angry about voting. What's going on for you? What is going on with you? Have you had a row with your partner? Are you lonely? You miss... What do you miss?
I had a row with my husband, did I?
I don't know. I'm asking. I'm giving you a list of... No. It's funny you picked on that one, which makes me think you did.
If you would stop talking for more than a second, It's my show, Kelly.
You haven't shut up, but I will let you answer. I will let you answer.
Okay. It's your show. All right. So, what I'm saying is, every single expat, like myself...
So you're not answering the question. You're answering the question you said you were going to answer. Okay, that's rude,
sorry,
but carry on.
The question?
You don't remember because I don't know if you're drunk or if you've had an accident or something, but you're really not listening. You don't listen,
really?
Kelly.
That's a bit rude.
You need to refrain
the question. Go again.
Refrain my question.
Yeah, say it again.
Refrain my question. Wow.
Not refrain.
No, because the framing of the question was perfect. Words are my tool.
Say it again.
Don't tell me what to do.
No, you just asked me to ask a question. I'm just asking you to say it again.
Don't tell me what to do.
I am not telling you what to do. I am asking politely.
You're not asking politely. You have a very unpleasant tone.
So do you. Moving.
No, and my dad's bigger than your dad, and you stink.
That's not a very good argument. You have a very very unpleasant tone. This is not the show
I'm
for you.
You're
obviously upset about something.
No,
you are.
There's nothing I'm upset about, sweetheart. Nothing. I'm just asking you to ask a question.
You're getting very defensive, and I just wonder what you're really upset about.
I'm not defensive at all. There's nothing I'm upset about. I'm just asking you to ask a question again.
Then calm down.
There is nothing for me to calm to.
Very excited.
I'm not particularly, I don't think. I'm just asking you to say
Have you had a drink today?
Today? No. Why are you asking that question?
Because you sound drunk.
that was interesting. Okay. All right. So, crashing back, my question...
Oh, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Oh, no. It doesn't work like that. No.
It doesn't, because you... It's your show, right?
Yeah. So, and because you refuse to answer my question. So, yeah. Yeah.
You kind of re-navigated around and asked you to ask me the question again, and you still haven't.
No, because you should have been... It's just proof that you weren't paying attention. And in fact, I did ask you the question again.
You didn't,
but...
and I'm now asking you again.
I'll ask you one more time.
Go ahead.
I will ask you for a third and final time now. Are you focused?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the third time. What is it that you're really upset about? Because it's not palm oil. It's not global warming. It's not Extinction Rebellion. It's not being able to not vote over here. So what is it that you're really upset about, Kelly? That's what I want to know.
Ooh, I am so excited. You listened. You heard everything about palm oil, Extinction Rebellion, and everything.
Oh, because I'm not rude. I pay attention, unlike you. Now, are you going to answer the question?
That's good. What am I really upset about? You know what? You've got me. I feel sexually inadequate. Thank you for giving me the outlet. Or maybe I'm just a little bit pissed off about climate change or the way that we are challenging it. Now,
so was the sexual thing a joke? Was it?
One day you and I will meet in a bar.
No, we won't. I won't. Listen, I don't go to bars and I certainly don't hang out with people like you. So the sexually inadequate thing was a joke, was it?
You don't hang out with people like me. I don't drink alcohol at all, by the way.
Okay, well then I just wondered why you sound so... Let's say dizzy. Let's be polite and say dizzy.
You think I sound dizzy? Or slurry? Or maybe something a little bit real.
No, you do not. Trust me, listen... We had a fella on the show about just before Christmas who'd taken an overdose and was dying. That was real. This is indulgent. This is rude. And this is as much of this as I'm going to listen to, Kelly. So have a great night.
Indulgent,
thanks very much
rude.
For calling. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
Right, no one else phone in, please, because bizarrely... All right, no, do you know what? No, don't take any more calls. Dan, I can see you calling in. I'm really sorry, mate. We've got 8 calls lined up, and we've got about 15 minutes to get through them before Paul Ross starts. So we've got... Ray's been waiting for ages. We've got Ray, we've got Ricardo, John, Abdullah, Andre, Nigel, Dave and Lucy, who's number 16. We're going to stop there. So please don't phone in. Dan, I'm really, really sorry, mate. Give us a call tomorrow. Ray's been waiting the longest. We're going to be really quick, and we're going to get through these as many as we can. Good evening, Ray!
Good evening. That Serge Gainsbourg track really blew my mind, because...
Have you never heard it before?
I've never heard it before.
Wow.
It came out in 1968.
He's done the research.
When you listen to it, you know, it uses a tape loop, which makes it sound like, you know, that phrase was sampled over and over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of it, Ray?
I haven't.
You know who the female singer is?
It's Bridget Bardot.
Bridget Bardot. I say singer.
Go and watch the video. It's the weirdest little, like, art house short film. It's weird, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just amazing, mind-blowing to hear what sounds like sampling back from the late 60s.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's incredible. I don't know much about Serge Gainsbourg, but I know that he's a phenomenon and he writes nuts songs. Saying that, I tell you what I saw in concert at the Roundhouse, who was brilliant, with my father-in-law, Jane Birkin.
Yeah.
Jane Birkin, wow, what an she's incredible.
She's British, isn't she?
She is British. She did a lot of stuff. Obviously, Je T'aime was her and Serge. And she was his muse for a while. And she sang in French and she sang in English. And she was like in her 60s when we saw her. And she was bouncing.
They were partners. They got kids together.
She had like little combat pants on. Yeah. And she was like bouncing all over the place. It was a great show.
Well.
Ray, add it to the list. Remind us again. Ray, for those who don't know, puts in a lot of hard work. And every song that we play, he puts it on a playlist. Where is this playlist?
the YouTube playlist. It's bit.do, that's bit.do/IanLeeMusic.
There we go, Ray. We appreciate the work. I'm sorry it's a short call, but I want to rattle through these calls. Let's go to Abdullah. Good evening, Abdullah.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm very well, mate. We haven't got much time, I'm afraid, so what have you got for us?
It's fine. I've been listening to you for a while and just, you know, some annoying people have been keep calling, so I was thinking, you know, I need to call.
Yes, man.
And not being annoying, you know what I mean?
You're not annoying. You're the least annoying call of the evening, which doesn't really say a lot, I'm afraid, but I'm enjoying this vibe.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, at the last minute, so many people called, like, during last half an hour, there was like just one lady was talking about palm oil.
Maybe it's all the people who care.
And by the way, I googled palm oil. It's actually oil from palm trees. It's not what I thought it was.
Oh,
steady. So what can we? Yeah, the phones are never this busy. Normally, this bit of the show is me and Kath filling and desperately trying to find Paul Ross, but we've got a full switchboard. Abdullah, is there anything we can do for you tonight?
No, that's great. I just wanted to, like, it's been a long time I didn't make a phone call, so I just wanted to say hi and how's it going? I've been listening to you guys.
Abdullah, it says on my screen you're from Birmingham, but that's not a Birmingham accent you have. What is that accent?
I've been living in London for a long time, and then I moved to Birmingham now.
But where did you grow up in London?
No. I grew up in Bangladesh.
Would you mind if I sang to you, Abdullah?
Why? I don't know.
I'm going to sing to you.
Let's see if he minds.
Perdesi, perdesi, janana hai, mujhe chole ke, mujhe chole ke.
That's good.
Yes, man! That's not bad, is it?
He wants to know how you know it.
Yeah. Abdullah, it's a long story, brother. Call again. Call earlier in the show. Nice to talk to you, man. Thank you. Right, let's go to Dave. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening. Good evening, Kath.
Who do you want to have a go at tonight? Because that's the kind of vibe of the show.
Yeah, exactly. It just reminded me, I've got a practical question at this point.
Uh-oh.
Are we going to talk about Stonehenge again tomorrow night?
Well, it's Stonehenge week, as you know, on Talk Radio. Julia's doing her show from 150 metres away. I mean, dear God. What I don't know, and what I don't want to sound rude, but there's no way of saying this without sounding rude. Some calls are really, really dull, right? But also, we like to let people have their say. So maybe on this show, we let some dull callers stay on for a little bit longer than they would on our other shows. But listen, if I'm not paying attention, I'm looking at my computer. That's not a good sign. So how do we make dull calls interesting?
Whoa. Don't you dare call that, Keith, call a dull call. Well, because it yielded Elizabeth, which was the laugh of the night.
Well, it became an interesting call, but only when we started getting our dicks out and measuring them, which is what that argument...
That's about 30 seconds in.
Was it with Keith that had an argument about guitars?
Yes.
It was, wasn't it?
I think
it
so.
It was about the Gretsch.
It always ends up in the butting of heads. You two could fight about... I mean, you could fight agreeing about something.
Yeah, I suppose we could. Have you ever been to Stonehenge, Dave?
Well, I've been close to it.
Am I right? When you're there, you can get about 10, 15, 20 metres away from it.
I've driven past it.
Oh, you've driven past it. Well, that's 300 metres.
They always look a long way away, the people standing sort of, you know.
Yeah, I think that's an optical illusion.
Perspective, you know. Too much perspective, maybe.
Dave, listen, we're going to move... Anything else before we move on?
No, just that Bonnie and Clyde track reminds me of listening to Chris Morris's Blue Jam, because that was on that, the first episode of that, and tonight's show has been very Blue Jam.
Bless you, that is a very, very high compliment indeed. Well, that Blue Jam is art. It was art. I remember listening to that in a dark room. Yes. Dave, thank you very much. We're only moving on because we've got so many calls. Let's go to Lucy, who is number 16. Good evening, Lucy.
Good evening. Hi.
Hi, Lucy. What can we do for you? Do you want an argument? I don't know what the vibe is anymore. I can't read the vibe anymore.
I was hoping to have a big argument and for you to call me a scumbag, but I've decided to park that.
Okay, all right, good. Thank you.
So, I had a nice day playing a new game. Well, not that new, but it's called Exploding Kittens.
Oh, Now, I bought this and I bought you a...
this is the card game,
and I
yeah?
couldn't work it out.
Yeah. Oh, it takes 2 minutes to learn and 15 minutes to play.
That's what it says.
She just pwned you, Catherine.
No, but that's what it says on the box. I still didn't get it.
She pwned you.
Oh, dear. It's a very good game.
I've got it.
To find out...
Go on.
What both of your favourite games are.
In terms of card games, I love Uno. Me and the boys love Uno. Whenever we go away, we take Uno pack with us because it's easy. You can just be sat around and maybe you watched a bit too much TV or you're feeling tired and we just go, fancy a game of Uno? Always, you know, you'll get half an hour out of that. Big fan of that.
We've had a lot of fun with Operation.
Okay.
The medical training guide.
Yeah, yeah.
Recently, yeah.
Oh, and we like the game, what you would call it if you were students, the Rizla game. But me and the boys, we've got one, it's called like headbands or something. And you get these headbands, you strap it to your head and they've got cards that have got things you've got to describe and you stick them on your... And me and the boys love playing that, but they're always trying to look in the reflection of the window to see what's on their, on their head. And of course, Lucy, Fortnite.
I've not played it.
You scumbag.
Yay!
There you go. Thanks very much.
Cut her off.
She's gone. Lucy's gone. Evening, John.
Evening, my friend.
Hello, fellow. I'm loving tonight. I feel like I'm a listener tonight's show, not a participant, and I'm thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying it. What have you got for us?
No, I'm just phoning to ask about you and Kath's shows that are coming up.
Yeah.
So, I missed the one in Glasgow, but I plan on going to the later ones.
Yeah.
However... No, got a lot of money.
Oh.
So I was wondering, what's the view like from 150 metres? Because then I'm still going.
Classic callback.
Well, here's the thing. We play venues, right? We play quite small venues. And yes, you can watch it from 150 metres away. Only about 80 to 100 people are allowed in the venues.
No, it's not one of these shows that are just like 26 people.
No. It's between 80 and 100. The view. Do you know what? You'll probably have more fun at one of our shows if you're watching from 150 metres away. If I'm completely honest, that. John. Thank you, mate. Very. They're making me laugh
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, the adders.
He did. I was doing that. Uh-oh. This is going to be... Oh, he's doing it. They're making me laugh a lot tonight. Let's go to Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
Oh, good evening, Ian and Catherine.
That is Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
it's Count Dracula.
Is it?
I've got something different Alfred to Hitchcock. Tell you, Ian.
Yeah, go on.
I've got some new videos on my Facebook, and one is me in Helen Grant's place with Katie, the girl that works for her.
Oh.
There's a new video on my Facebook, just a short one.
Right, and what are you doing in the video?
Just a short one.
Steady.
And another video is of me showing my letters from ITV. Didn't I tell you the other day? I got some letters from ITV, didn't I? For opportunity not.
Yes, you did mention that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I put, they're on video for people to look at.
So if people want to find them, because we haven't got time for us to go there now, but if people want to find them, where do they go, Nigel?
They go Nigel Reader Facebook with a picture of me singing into a microphone.
Okay.
And I've got a letter from Billy Dainty from years ago.
Wow.
He was in Rod Hull and Emu, wasn't he?
He was in Rod Hull and Emu. That was Rod Hull.
Yes. No, but he was a big star in the actual show, the children's TV show.
I remember. Well, I don't remember what it was in, but I remember Billy Dainty. He was a big old star, yeah.
And he was also on the Palladium a lot, wasn't he, for the Royal Rider show?
What did Billy Dainty say in the letter to you?
Well, thank you for meeting. He came to my house. He came to my village to film Emu and Rod Emu show.
Yeah.
And he came and met me mum, then he met me, and he wrote a letter back saying,
wow,
thank you for meeting me at Yalding.
Oh, that's incredible. He's a big star.
Yeah, but he put a picture of me on my drums up on his wall in his dressing room. Oh. He told me on the letter.
What a nice man.
It's all on the video that's on my page.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. What a nice man.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Pick a number between 1 and 5.
Three.
Okie dokie, that's Jack. Good evening, Jack.
Hello.
Hello, Jack. What's going on? Trouble Mill.
You see, remember who I talked about them boys?
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's not went well because I got attacked today.
Oh no, mate! What happened?
So I was in school.
Yep.
And they went for my girlfriend.
Okay.
And they had a big water bottle. I stepped in and they splashed me with freezing cold water. And
you said they slashed you. They splashed you. Okay, well, okay, which is horrendous, but not as bad as my first thought. All right, so they splashed you with freezing cold water.
And I was covered from head to toe. And I'm still shaking from it because I'm like, what the heck?
What the heck? Right, all right. I'm going to speak as a dad now. Speaking as a dad and as a human being and as a man. All right, Daniel.
Jack.
Jack. I'm thinking of Jack Daniel. I'm still stuck in that guy's head. Here's what I would like to do that I think will help this situation once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass you back to Sam. You're going to give Sam your address. I'm going to send you my nunchuckers.
Wow!
I'm going to send you my nunchuckers, and I'm going to send you Way of the Dragon on DVD. You're going to fast forward to the nunchucker scene. You are going to watch it. You are going to study it, and you are going to practice. And trust me, Jack, it's going to hurt. You're going to smack the back of your head. You're going to smack your ghoulies. You're going to hurt. But in about 3 or 4 months of hard training, you will be able to destroy those bullies with my nunchuckers. Catherine, anything to say to that? Probably not.
I'm not sure we need to weaponise Jack just yet.
Okay. Controversial. Carry on.
But I see what you mean there.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking if we are going to weaponise him, we should go for shuriken.
Ooh, mate, I like your style. How are you at throwing, Jack? Are you any good with throwing? Would you be good at... Are you good at throwing a ball? Can you hit your target?
Well, considering I kicked a ball and knocked a boy's teeth out by accident, yeah.
All right, then pointy, sharp stars are perfect. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you some lethal throwing stars. I'm going to chuck in what the ninjas used to do to keep it authentic, a little jar of poison, then you dip the spikes in the poison so that actually doesn't just hurt them, it kills them.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to do. You're going to destroy them with an ancient shuriken and ninja poison, Jack.
Okay.
Did you think that could work?
Alternatively...
Oh, yeah. Hang on a minute. Catherine's bringing in a third option.
Only yours.
You could tell the teacher.
That's not anger. That's not actually about that. I still prefer the chucks, but that's actually not a terrible idea.
Well, I actually haven't thought of that.
That's not...
Come on, it's the first thing.
That's not actually a bad idea.
You know, have a word, for heaven's sake.
Have a word. Have a word.
Have a word while it's only water they're splashing you with.
Have a word. Have a word. What do you reckon? Are you going to have a word?
Yep.
All right, you go and have a word. If that doesn't work, you get back in touch. We're going to send you some lethal and slightly illegal weapons, okay?
Okay.
Jack, you're a good man. I like your calls. You're one of my favourite callers. You got this, buddy. Enjoy the weekend. Kath, high five. Good.
Yes, mate.
Good hosting. Good hosting there. All right. Yeah. Very positive vibe tonight. Very positive.
You know what that is? That's a problem solved already. I'm feeling confident.
I am just ordering another one of these things. Thanks a lot, guys, for screwing up my weekend. I am thinking we can solve a lot of problems tonight, and I'm very, very happy to do so. Let's try Rob. Good evening, Rob.
Hello, Ian. It's Rob from Preston with Fiona and the Four Dogs. How are you doing?
Amazing.
Okay, I can't...
It's Rob at the Four Dogs.
Your phone is breaking up.
And the what?
Hello?
Oh, can you...
Nope.
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 Can you hear me now?
Nope.
Hello?
There we go. Yeah, we got you there.
Right, good. Yeah, it's Rob the dog and Fiona.
Hi! She's saying hi from Hampton.
She sounds like you've got her locked up in the boot of the car. Yeah, well, what can we do for you, Rob?
Hang on.
This call ain't going to last long, trust me. Hello?
I'm going for Willie Nelson.
Sorry?
I'm going for Willie Nelson.
What for? What's he done to you? What do you mean going for him? You're going to go and kill him?
No. He lived in a trailer with Merle Haggard when he was bankrupt.
Here we go.
And
Willie Facts. 03444991000. Willie Facts.
And he became successful in the end. He was bankrupt. He lived in an old ghetto with Willie Nelson and got a big time.
Catherine, hang on a second, Rob. Catherine?
Yeah.
Did flamenco live in a caravan?
Yes!
With
They're gypsies!
With Merle Haggard.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
So there you go. Was it bankrupt and then became successful?
Yes.
Does it smoke a lot of weed?
Yes!
She's trying to be controversial.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
They did it before Willie Nelson.
You're shock jocking. We don't shock jock on this show. No shock jockery.
Anyway, Ian, would you like to hear a joke about Russians?
No.
No, thanks, Rob. Let's go to Ray. Good evening, Ray.
I'm going to vote for flamenco.
Good.
Con el debido respeto y humildemente les pongo oxía y a toda la compañía lo que esta noche pasó cuando a Madrid yo venía cumpliendo mi obligación.
Ridiculous
that's
music.
That's not quite flamenco, but that's groovy. Thank you.
Okay, well then there you go. You've got a genre. If someone phoned up and said I'm going to go for Willie Nelson and then played some Chris Christopherson, I'd go. I'd know that that wasn't Willie Nelson. I didn't know that wasn't flamenco, which just shows you how insipid the music of the Spaniards are.
There are different varieties.
Is? Mm-hmm. I think flamenco has... All right. Okay, this is how we do it. We put on two concerts. Willie Nelson and flamenco.
Uh-huh.
And flamenco would have less...
Fewer.
No, flamenco would have less... concert goers than Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson's doing a very big concert soon. I don't think flamenco is.
I won't go and see Willie Nelson.
Here we go again. I've seen flamenco in the backyard of a crappy restaurant. I've not seen Willie Nelson there. So I think that one actually silences the argument. That one silences the argument. The argument
this
is
wasn't
done.
The argument. The argument was, name me a country that does music better than America. And I said, Spain does flamenco better than America.
On flamenco and Willie Nelson. And so I'm just...
You brought Willie into
I'm
this.
I'm just riding your ass.
Huh?
Let's go to Alan. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, boss. Hi, Kath.
Uh-oh, who's died?
No, me mum back in hospital.
Hey.
Yeah, she went in tonight.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong?
Too much water in the belly and water in the bum.
Whoa.
And she's got dodgy kidneys as well.
How did she get water up her bum?
No, water in the bum.
The question still stands. How did she get water in the bum?
Because her kidneys are not working.
Aha! Well, they can do. My youngest, when he was a baby, his kidneys weren't working. They fixed him. They can fix them.
Yeah, me and my dad worried.
Yeah, of course you're worried. That's good. That's because you love her. But they can work miracles these days, Alan. What did the doctor say?
Well, my dad said he was waiting for her to go on to a ward. So we're going to ring his mobile, let her know what ward she's on.
Beautiful.
We're going to go visit her.
All right, brilliant. Well, listen.
And my vote's for Willie Nelson.
Thank you very much indeed, Alan. We're sending our best vibes to your mum. We send thoughts to your mum. We send positive healing energy to your mum. We ring the bell for your mum. And I think she's going to be all right, Alan. You hang in there, buddy. You hang in there. Well, there we go. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, late night alternative. Switchboard is empty for the first time this evening. Catherine's eyes have opened wide. I think she's just realised just how popular Mr. William Nelson actually is. So that's that argument sorted. Willie Nelson is better than Spain at music. You can give us a call about anything you want. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000. We have absolutely nothing planned for the show. We came in a little bit late, just after nine, and we had some food. And Catherine started getting the papers out and looking online. And I said, no, don't do that. Let's just wing it tonight. Let's just wing it more than we usually do. Glenn, stay there. I'll come to you in a second. Because we went to the theatre tonight. We went to the theatre to see a play that I saw, I think, about 10 years ago. I don't really remember much about it. No spoilers, OK? It's in London again. It was in the West End when I saw it. It's at the Lyric Hammersmith thing. Ghost Stories, right? And you would think that a play couldn't be scary, because it's a play. It's a play. Films can be scary because of editing and music and the jump scares and all of that stuff. But a play... Nah. But when I saw it 10 years ago, I remember a lot of jumping and a lot of, oh my God. And then I saw it just popped up on my Facebook feed. It was an actual Facebook advert that I clicked on and went, oh, do you know what? I fancy that. And I fancied it because A, I didn't really remember it very well. And B, I know that Catherine Boyle, my mate, is, you jump at anything, don't you?
Yeah. So... I instantly, well, first of all, I was flattered that you would, take me to see something that I've never seen before. Yeah, it's always nice to go to the theatre. It's always fun.
Unless it's Shakespeare. Oh, God.
I like Shakespeare,
boring.
Too.
Boring.
No, great.
Dull.
I would also enjoy that.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, forsooth, sirrah, I wish to speak to you in iambic pentameter. I speak to you in iambic pentameter. What is this secret that she does betray with her eyes? Methinks she has feelings for me, but how can I be sure? One must first of all gather the evidence before confronting her. Shh, here come the guards.
You weirdo.
I'm not quoting Shakespeare. That's weird, is it? Quoting Shakespeare.
The face you were doing was weird.
Was acting,
and the voice you were doing was weird.
My acting voice.
And the gestures you were doing were weird.
They were weird gestures, I'm going to give you that, yeah.
Then I realised that you were taking me because you'd like to torment me, and you know that I'm an absolute wetter when it comes to things like this.
Yeah.
So, I...
Oh, unprofessional. That's Catherine making that noise.
It wasn't me.
Yes, it was. That's the producer of the show.
It wasn't me. It was John Lewis sending me an email. Oh, I will not buy any more. Mm. Turn your mobile phone off thing got me.
Oh, that was that made us jump. Is the turn your mobile phone off announcement?
Also, the fact that there was no one sitting in the seats behind me, I was thinking there might be an ambush at some point.
It was a shame that, I mean, I think they're doing two shows tonight. I think they're doing a later one as well. But the theatre was only half full, which is a shame because it's such a good play. It's written by Andy Nyman, who some of you will recognise the name. You Google him, you'll recognise him. He co-wrote it, and he was in it when I saw it 10 years ago. Done a lot of work with Darren Brown. And he's brilliant. He's been in loads of TV programmes and stuff. And it was so good. It was so good. I'm not going to say anything about it because I don't want to spoil it. You can get tickets. You can also, these tickets were 40 odd quid, but there was a load of cheaper tickets. It's a really small theatre as well, the Lyric Hammersmith. So, even if you get the cheaper seats, you're going to see it all. You're not going to miss out by sitting at the top at the back. Man, it was good. It was only 85 minutes long.
Yeah,
short.
No interval.
Yeah. Short,
that's another thing that scared me when they said, once you're in, you're in, and if you come out, you're not allowed to go back in again.
Yeah.
I thought, whoa.
Yeah.
Do people run out then?
Oh, it was so good, man. I remembered a couple of bits came back to me when I was watching it, but I'd forgotten all the jumps. And it was thoroughly, thoroughly recommended. How they... I mean, a lot of it, this isn't a spoiler, but a lot of it is just done by killing all the lights on the stage and someone using a torch.
Yeah.
That is enough to create... You wouldn't think that would be scary, but that's enough. As soon as the lights went down and the torch comes on, everyone's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, what's it going to catch in the beam?
And the light's shining directly in your eyes. It was so good. Thoroughly, thoroughly. Where does Ricky... I keep going to go to Ricky. I'll call him. I'm calling him. No, I'll call him. Let me call this guy.
So he doing?
He keeps putting the phone down. Just as we're about to go to him. I'm calling. Jeez, this guy's going to get what not. Ricky in Glasgow. There we go.
Hello?
What'd you keep putting the phone down for, Rick?
I'm sorry, pal. I'll have to go now. I'd say, no, not your fault. Let's terminate, and there's somebody wanting a wee bit of attention. So forgive me there, will you, please? I need you to go.
But you only rang up about 5 minutes ago.
I know.
And your lover's so calling for you.
Pardon?
Your lover is calling for you. He or she can't wait any longer.
I'll say no more.
Okay.
I'll say no more.
All right.
Take care.
You have a great time. Here we go, Steve. Saw Ghost Stories in 2015 with my other half as a birthday outing for moi. Although it's technically very good and sets and cast are great, we were the only people in the theatre who didn't jump once. We found all the jump scares predictable. Steve.
Well, Steve,
you're obviously wrong. You're obviously wrong. Oh, art is subjective. Not this isn't. This is brilliant. And you're wrong, Steve. Let's go to Sam. Good evening, Sam.
Good day, sir. How are we doing?
Very, very well, Sam. I'm inspired after seeing some wonderful art this evening. I'm inspired. Got a busy weekend ahead of me. Going to be creative this weekend. I might be going to Leicester to hang out with some ghost hunters and do a seance.
That sort of ties into what I'm ringing about. Really.
There we go. Go on.
Yeah, I'll just get in first. Long time listener, second time caller.
I'm hovering over the bell, but that's not a thing. It's not a thing.
No, a bell. Can I?
It's
no?
It's not, bell. Mate. It's not a thing.
Bell, please.
It's the first time, long time listener, second time caller is not a thing.
Okay. No. I was after the bell. I was after a bell.
You're not getting a bell. It's not a thing.
Okay. No worries. That's the bell out the window. I'll take
you're
that
not
one.
Getting the bell.
Just forget the bell, for God's sake.
Just next time you phone up, lie and say long time listener, first time caller, and you get the bell.
I definitely heard someone on the podcast get a bell for a long time listener, second time.
No,
caller.
You did not. Not on this show.
Okay.
Libeling me.
No, that's fine. I'll wait for the bell.
There is no bell. You're not getting a bell. You're a bell.
No, thanks. Okay.
And we diffuse the tension. Apart from the bell, which you're not getting, what else do you want?
And my mug. I'll be getting my mug soon. I've ordered my mug.
You've ordered a mug. You're getting a mug, definitely.
Yeah.
Just to say, some people will be getting their merchandise and their membership cards tomorrow. There are about 8 people in the first batch that haven't got your membership cards. We just kind of skipped you by accident. You'll get those next week.
I've ordered mine half an hour ago.
If you've just ordered yours half an hour ago, then you're probably going to get your stuff probably middle of next week.
Brilliant.
I'm going to sign a load more cards. We've signed the cards. I'm going to put the names on them. Scott's going to give me all the names tomorrow. I'm going to put the names on, laminate them, and they should get sent out. So you've only got until Tuesday, guys. Once Tuesday goes, that's it. You don't get the membership cards with the orders anymore.
I'm in. I've got one. I nearly went for the T-shirt, but I'm sort of 6'5" and 25 stone, so I thought 3XL might not fit. So
you never know.
For the card,
right.
You know.
Well, you enjoyed the mug, and we thank you for the support. We appreciate it.
No, it's all good. So the ghost hunting thing kind of ties in with it. I know recently, I only ever listen to the podcast because I work. I get up at 2:30 in the morning for work, so I only get to listen to the podcast, which you've extended to sort of nearly an hour, I've noticed recently. Is that going to be a regular thing, just briefly?
Have we extended the podcast to an hour?
Cut it back to
25 minutes. Don't give these losers too much.
I do no longer because we left out a couple and I needed to make a best of.
Okay, so...
Can we keep it going with an hour? Not an hour,
but I can push it...
It just lasts for an hour and a half.
No, certainly not. It will be... the hour ones will be like the bonus ones, but the other ones have been getting to like 45 minutes.
All right.
If that's not the case, then I get a bell just quickly before...
You're getting a bell because you the podcasts are an hour? This guy is insane. Dear God, Sam.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. So the not a bell, definitely not a bell.
He's giving Sam's a bad name. You give Sam's a bad name.
Sam's a good Sounds a good name. Sounds a good name. The ghost hunting thing. In the past, you've put in requests for like guests, people you think people to put in a guest request. Now, I'm not into all this sort of like speaking to the other side. I've never been a believer. I've never done it until I came across this chap. Who sort of swayed me back really into thinking that maybe there is
okay, go on.
Sort of life on it. Yeah, and it's really got me hooked. To be honest with you,
Dr. Hook has convinced you that there is life after death.
No, this guy, I've only came across him about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he's just phenomenal, to be honest with you. His name, you might have heard him in your celebrity circles, his name's Clinton Baptiste. I've heard a couple of his podcasts and seen a couple of things on YouTube, and he's very convincing, I have to say. And I was just wondering, about, it's just a request,
this is,
really.
This is a very, very sore point you've happened upon.
Oh, right.
Very
right,
sore. Right. Very sore.
I've invited Clinton Baptiste on this show, right?
Right.
He told me, spoke to him, he said, I can't come on. I don't think Peter Kay would let me. Right? That's what he told me.
Okay.
I can't come on. And I don't think Peter Kay would let me. And then Catherine?
What happened last week?
Oh.
He was on the Chris Moyle show.
He was.
Yeah. Peter Kay let him do that. I asked him directly. And let's be honest, I kick-started that guy's career. I asked him directly.
Wow.
I'd like to, but I don't think. I think it could be tricky with Peter Kay.
Yeah, let me get back to you.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be a bit tricky and all of this. And
why? I thought Peter Kay was comedy. Why did he get involved in something so serious?
Well, Peter Kay, as we know, is a mind that he likes to experience other things.
Right.
I'm just seeing if I've still got the. I haven't got the messages. I deleted the message in a fit of pique.
Seems a little underhand, doesn't it? That really.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
It's not. It's remember your roots, really. You know,
it's remember your Owambo. Remember your Owambo. yeah, exactly. No, he's a scumbag. He is a scumbag. So he's welcome. He's welcome. But it looks like...
You know what's going to happen? We'll hear him on Howard Hughes.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
We will.
Yeah. He'll take him seriously.
Hey, Sam, do you want me to hit the bell for you?
If you wouldn't mind.
No, I'm not going to do it, mate. Get lost. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. You're being very generous. We've come in even more empty-handed than usual, and you're ringing in your droves. It's still a sausage fest. You know, I'm aware that we kind of... we're one of the few shows on this station and in speech radio. Normally, the percentage is for phone-in shows is something like 70-30. Is that about right? Mm. Men to women. 70% men,
30% listeners,
women.
Yeah.
In terms of listeners. Callers is slightly different. Callers, it's like 90% men, generally. But this show is... I think it's about 55% men, 45% women. It may even be a little bit closer than that, actually. I think it's a little bit closer than that, which is unique in this genre of radio, and is something we are very, very proud of. Definitely, it's great that we, you know, I have moments where perhaps I get a little blokish. But I try and stray away from that, and we try and stray away from, you know, kind of the usual shock jockery memes and all of those kind of things. And it's a little bit more human, not humane. You see, that's the difference we were talking about yesterday. But it's just blokes phoning in at the moment. Let's go to Glenn's been waiting for ages. Good evening, Glenn.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath. This is member 120 calling for duty.
Yes, it is.
There's the bell. What can we do for you, number 120?
I've come empty-handed. I'm just phoning to say thank you for this lovely T-shirt I'm wearing.
Well, listen, thank you for the support. Which one did you go for? The Motorcycle Club?
Yeah.
There we go.
I got it in purple.
Beautiful.
It suits me, I would say.
Beautiful.
And dimensions are good because because it's not obvious that I'm now developing love handles at the
age. This is it. You say I always go for an XL T-shirt because it just kind of covers. I mean, I've got broad shoulders, but it just kind of covers anything that's going on down there. I was inspired by Nelly's call yesterday. Nelly's teamed up with a couple of people on Twitter, listeners to the show, to lose a bit of weight. So while I was thinking, well, I might get involved in that. Actually, no, I probably won't. But he's inspired me to just, right, chocolate is going for a bit, burgers is going for a bit, lattes is going for a bit. I'm just gonna get. I don't want to feel ashamed when I look at myself in the mirror, Glenn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
It happens, though. It happens. We get old and these things happen. Well, I'm glad you're liking it. We are blown away by the support and everybody's bought stuff. And thank you. We can't say thank you enough.
Yeah, and it's good. I'm happy to have my membership card. And as a teacher, you know, my pupils are... somewhat impressed that the bloke from I'm a Celebrity has sent me a T-shirt. And I need to personally package it, but they genuinely are impressed.
Well,
by it, so it's
there. You go, there you go. That's that. I've still got a little bit of cachet with the kids. I'm down with the kids. Nice one, Glenn. Well, thank you, man, and thank you for letting us know.
No, yeah, my pleasure. And by the way, I'm enjoying the Yinli archive that's been put up online.
Oh, yeah, that's Matty's. My mate Matty does that. He kind of trawls everything and puts everything up. I can't remember what the URL is, but someone will remind me, and I'll... and it's also on Spotify and iTunes. It's basically everything audio, pretty much every bit of audio I've ever done. Radio shows, podcasts, interviews, all of that kind of stuff. It's all up there.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.